Blog Talk Radio.
Born free, as free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Oh, live free, and beauty surrounds you. The world still stuns you each time you look at a star. Just stay free, where no walls divide you. You're free as the roaring tide, and they don't need to hold. You're born free, and life is worth living, but only worth living.
Have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
The world is coming to a beginning, but before that, it's coming to a big ending. The whole planet has changed from hours to youth. Lives in the front lane, it's time for the truth. Police are on their training day like the role of Denzel. Living in these times of drones and chemtrails, can you feel it? Nothing could save ya, cause this is the season. You catching the vapors of gun smoke from pigs' guns when they murder sons. My eyes burning, my ham from the tear gas of Ferguson. And I wasn't even there, but who cares? Cause in reality, this is happening everywhere. Time to fight back and be a man, or you'll be forced to when they put y'all in them FEMA camps. It's clear to see the next of these racists get redder. So prepare for the worst, pray it gets better. So
if you don't know, if you don't know, if you don't know, now you know. If you don't know, if you don't know, if you don't know, now you know, now you know. If you don't know, if you don't know, if you don't know, now you know. If you don't know, if you don't know, if you don't know, now you know, now you know.
The devil's favorite instrument was playing with your heart, but he switched that up now. He's playing with the harp, controlling the weather, hurricanes and earthquakes, microchipping your baby straight out the womb on the first day. Planned Parenthood was made to get rid of blacks. Slavery mentality is hard to get rid of that. They want to depopulate the earth, it's true. So they pay Monsanto to poison the food. Fighting illegal aliens, controlling the borders. Meanwhile in Detroit, they're cutting off the water. New world order will cost you all, and you'll feel it when they bring in that martial law. And if you don't come in by sundown, you get gunned down. No more club hopping, no more fun now. Moving without permission, walking about. 30 years ago, these were the days that we were talking about.
If you don't know, if you don't know, if you don't know, now you know. If you don't know, if you don't know, if you don't know, now you know, now you know. If you don't know, if you don't know, if you don't know, now you know. If you don't know, if you don't know, if you don't know, now you know.
now you know.
Don't you notice the RCNI is all green? Everything they got they sight on is all cream. They use drugs to make zombies, that's all fiends. Replace dope boys on the corners with Walgreens. 24-hour drug spot, it's not hard to see. Illegal becomes legal when they change it to pharmacy. I guess it's okay, go to college, be a pharmacist. Known drug seller, legally bringing harm to us is easy. To bring disease, that form disease. Wake up, we in a deep sleep with disease. For so long, they've been trying to control ya. Kill you with syphilis, AIDS, now it's Ebola. They love it when black bodies fill up the morgues. And during the autopsies, they stealing your organs. And while you getting angry, I just stay calmer. I ain't worried about Jack, cause my mama is calmer.
If you don't know, but now you know. Welcome to the Helios Biblios Hour, the Book of the Sun, and we are here today. I'm your host, Dry Bones, and we're going to connect all the dots this morning again with another, what I call, Fabuloso show, because we're about to get it in. Special shout out to Kim Weston. That was Miss Kim Weston, Born Free, and one of Miami's finest hip-hop poets, my brother Kamani. Excellent song he made for the show years back, right before they did all the, you know, Floyd, they did all the shooting in St. Louis. He made that song, man. Great song there. Great song. Now, I'm so sick of this undignified, malicious, vicious media that spews out lies all day long for those of you who are lovers of lies. Now, you've been getting a lot of propaganda. And one of the biggest ones that touched my heart today, today's program is something that's to my soul. Today we're going to ask the question, can the real Hebrews please stand up? We're going to make some clarity with this with facts. Because seems to be a lack of factual information in school, which makes you have to go out of the ordinary curriculum to find out what really took place. Now, I got a slideshow up. I put a couple of pictures up on Facebook and different social medias to see if y'all really know who came up with this Hebrew Israelite stuff. And how factual is it to be arguing and debating over something that is wasting precious time while they having a meeting in Egypt now? They in Egypt having a meeting on your climate control. And you worrying about Kyrie Irving and Ye and all these other individuals and shootings of the amigos and all that bullshit. That don't mean nothing right now because they don't have no relevancy to your five basic instincts. They only got probably one. And out of the five senses, do you really have to hear about rappers getting shot? Do you really have to hear about somebody using up all of the history about the Hebrew Israelites and then don't come up where is the archaeological findings? Can we get some archaeological findings of a mass exodus of Egypt, please? First, let's start there. If you want to start somewhere, can we start with mass excavation? Can we get a number of how many of these tribes left Egypt? Then the story goes that they somehow get sold into other people on this vast continent. Now, I'm going to stop with the bull right now. We're going to get to where it's at. Now, first of all, let's just look at the area of where all this is supposed to be taking place at. According to the story, whether you take it literal or not, it has other connotations because it's of the esoteric nation. It's like it has a lot of meanings. Just because you only know the easiest meaning, which is the literal one, that does not make you factual. It makes you just believe in a literal interpretation without any asking of, well, if they left, which direction did they go? That's the first question. What direction do you go? Left or right? just like politics. What direction do you go? So I'm going to add all the shows together because they're all one. Now, I'm over there looking now. I'm saying, well, how the hell? The Red Sea is able to be crossed at that time. There was no, you know, Suez Canal and shit. Wasn't it? So it was actually able to be walked across. Now, whether water came in and inundated, you want to take that premise of how they walked over a piece of landmass. Takes you right into Arabia for this nation that actually is the foundation. Now, the nation is Axum. No one ever talks about Eskimo. I also know as the kingdom of Axum, the Eskimites Empire. The kingdom is centered with Northeast Africa and South Arabia. And for classical antiquities, into the early Middle Age. They've been around since the early Middle Age. That means they've been around forever in Western and Eastern history. Now, I don't know why we don't know or talk about these saints that's over in the land that all this shit took place, supposedly. Now, if you first time, we may use some derogatory exclamations just to bring some clarity to the street level of how we don't have a clue to what's going on. And then if you're in academia, you don't have a clue what's going on either. Because this past, many of you who got all these so-called degrees. Now, I'm looking at the time frame, I'm looking at all this stuff, come to find out this dude named Saint Frumentius. Saint Frumentius. El Hamrik Abba Silama. 4th century, the feast day of him is October 27th in the Roman Catholic Church to November 30th in the Eastern Orthodox Church and all the way into December 18th in the Coptic Church. This dude is supposed to be the apostle who worked to spread Christianity throughout all of Ethiopia. Now, let's stop right there. Let's put some clarity into all this. Ethiopia is part of Egypt. They've been battling for thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands. White folks wouldn't even, if y'all want to use that white interpretation crap, wasn't even around. If they were, they were albinos. Now, the question to me would be, wait a minute. Okay, so this Hebrew, now I'm going to use two dualities. I'm going to go along with you who claim the Hebrews, and I'm going to go along with those on the other side that say, if this is to show us some facts. Give us some more facts. We can't be jumping around on something. Then I'm going to show y'all, if it is the facts, wow, do you really want to stand up to be a Hebrew when you see what's in store for your ass? Okay, we soon going to find out. Now, these three churches, we did this, one of the few shows, programs with pertinent information about facts that showed you it was three popes. Three of them. Pope Creel, Pope, the one now, Francis, and the Pope of Ethiopia, which they seem to leave out for some strange reason. They don't have a clue why. Somebody, where's Sean Caddy when you need? Now, this kingdom, I put it up there for you. It's right there. It's right in there, Saudi Arabia. Red Sea. So the location of all this has to be in that area. Looks like they are already in Arabia. So the Hebrews most likely would take that route to get out. They'll be going into the east. It'd be the most logical. But just say they weren't the most logical people, obviously, according to these curses. So they end up dealing with this kingdom, who also known, like we said, but here where it gets deep. Now, these Arab Muslims, just like in the woman king, these Arab Muslims I'm glad they made that movie because it makes my job easier just to go along with the fake Hollywood, with the real Hollywood, with the real facts. As known as the Trans-Sahara trade or the Eastern slave trade. Now, they already got two going on to this so-called transatlantic. Didn't even get started yet. Transatlantic ain't even thought about, y'all. Ain't no talk about that. Because the location don't even make sense why I would go from that side. Why would I go from that side, y'all? Think about it. If y'all was in ships today, which you were, you had to go through the Red Sea and all to the Indian Ocean. That's the closest water body to you. But you going to tell us that y'all came across this big-ass continent. Animals, dinosaurs, all through that damn thing. Subtropical forces. It ended up way on the west coast now. Just use your brain for just a few minutes right now, please. Just psychologically say, that makes sense. I'm going to go over all this jungle, Sahara Desert, even if it had land. Some people say, it wasn't the same. Okay, it was a vast, vegetational, dinosauric, reptilian landmass full of all kind of stuff. Wouldn't make sense for that one. It would be making sense for me to go into the east, further Saudi Arabia, and into Asia. That would make the most sense, wouldn't it? But I don't know. I'm not that bright. But let's keep it moving for the sake of time. Anyway, go to find out. These suckers. It's noted now in history. This is not me talking. This is facts. Only facts. You hate facts. This is not the program for you. Go on some other show and holler it out. It's noted that these two slave trades is noted to be the longest slave trades having occurred more than 13,000 years. 13,000 years. You talk about some goddamn 400 years. This shit going on for 13,000 years before you come with this 400-year allegoric story. Oh, boy, I'm getting hot. I told you, we got kickoff later on, so we better get ready for this one, baby. You got time to play. Now, goes on to say, while taking, just think about 13,000 just for a simple-minded thing. I said, man, that's a long damn time. How many people you think they took? Millions, it says, were taken across the continent to work in foreign lands. That means they were already illegal deportation. But was it illegal or did they have papers? Yeah, but ask somebody how they got hit in the head. They couldn't get their wages. Uh-oh, we're going to have fun today. Now, already millions were taken off the continent. And y'all talking about some 400 years, huh? I just want y'all to know, we're going to make sense out of this. One side saying 400 years makes sense. Let's see if it really does against 13,000 years. Okay. Now, they all over the place. And hold on, let me add this part to the data. It says, to foreign lands in the most inhumane conditions. So they knew it was no human rights violations, a farce, obviously. A big farce. They are 13,000 years before any white Europeans are there in the condition. I was wondering, damn, amazing. So that might mean they went into Indonesia and built them same type of sex temples that we all used to talk about on these programs, particularly ours. That may be making sense why the Kama Sutras is so pervasive in all of the sciences of the East, and it's dumbfounded here in the West. Where your growth been stunted. I don't know. We're going to find out because maybe it is some Hebrew Israelites that was made to be stupid. We're going to find that out in a minute. Now, goes on to say that these attitudes toward blacks by Arabs, because remember, they're a nationality. They're ethnical tribal people. Marked the beginning of the African enslavement. Though it's not based solely on race. See, they didn't care about no damn race because there was no race. Told you that's made up. Because it started by them codifying people. I said codifying. So the Arab slave trade did not focus heavily on Africans whom Arabs now saw as inferior to themselves. At first, the Arabs raided African villages themselves seeking for a human cell. This is not always being successful. They soon enlisted the aid of fellow African Muslims. They made sure that the religion had to go along with this. And recently converted converted Africans. So here where it gets deep, y'all, to this Hebrew story. It says that the Canaanites went to Egypt for various reasons. They were generally assimilated. Sound like the story, the Hebrews assimilation. Ain't that interesting? After a generation or two, they became Egyptians. So after two generations, just like they hear in America, they become Americans. There's almost no evidence that those people left. Now, this is according to archaeological studies in Egypt. They can't find no. Is it me? I'm just giving you, because I read what the Royal Archaeological Society says, because, you know, we don't have archaeologists on here. We had Dr. David Imhotep, who inspired me to go look up this stuff and find out, So I know you have not looked this up, obviously. And then it goes on to say, there's no evidence, but there are one or two Egyptian documents that record the flight of a handful of people who had been brought to Egypt for one reason or another, or who didn't want to stay there. So there's no direct evidence, this is coming out their own journals, evidence that such a people were connected with the Exodus narrative in the Bible. But our Western historical imaginations, as we try to recreate the past, look at what they said themselves, is certainly worth considering that some of them, however, some reasons that we can never understand, maybe the life was so difficult for them in Egypt that thought that life would be greener on the other pastures, and they all had left. Now, isn't that something? Now, here's a city. It's a top-notch city. The top-notch everything. The top-notch in all the secret, because it wasn't secret, it was all the initiate degrees, which you had to do whatever it came to. I'm not getting into all that right now, but just take that premise quickly. And then go on with the fact that they look dark, complected, obviously. Where the hell do we get the nerves that go have our kids? You worry about transsexuals and transvestites not in school. What about the teachers that have been lying for almost 400 years in America of lying to us that we had to come up and fabricate a story about somehow these people, 13 tribes of them, somehow go in the wrong direction. It ends up in dungeons. Now, let's just go with that premise because I'm going to say it's true right now. Well, then, wow. Then we already got one group to blame. Ain't that interesting? First, we got to ask how did Frank St. Fermentis was able to be the most revered saint in Christian history, and no black person don't even know who he is if I went around today and asked you that question, that I had no clue. So I'm thinking, oh my God, this is a really heavy hitter here, that Christianity in the mantle of the sword and cross of Ethiopia. So Ethiopia must got some secret history with these Hebrews, or they must be the ones that came up with the story. Now let's go find out. Let's go with the premise. Because, see, I'm going to bring it to the state of the East first, then I'm going to bring it to the West. Because the West, somehow it got recreated by two gentlemen I put on there. We got two books out, electronic books, my brother's books, Brother Charles. Y'all, I'm going to ask that question. First one come up, who are the two people on the Facebook page? You went two, I'm going to give out two today, two more electronic books on the black. Who's your enemy? Sometimes they look like they black. He was so correct, because in this case, all the enemies looked at black. So there you go, validation right there. All of them looked at black at this time. It was no white dude like Hollywood has portrayed going in the opposite direction. It doesn't even make sense. Just bring it on. Bring facts on. Let's bring the money game on. I'm going to bet. If you can find evidence out in Egypt, at least 50 to 100 miles away of a huge settlement, refugee camp, whatever you want to call it, with all these people with a mighty God who is already saying that your ass gonna get whooped up because you are some no good ass niggas. That's pretty much what Yahweh said. You are some low life ass niggas. Somehow, I put you in the land of milk and honey, which is some, probably it was Egypt, right? If that was the land of milk and honey, because they got fountains, you know, the Hebrew story, he's in water floating and shit. They ain't Moshe and all that, and all this great stuff. And then it gets weird. The story gets weird. Somehow Moses ends up, just like they say, being part of the Egyptians. So he started what they call an insurrection. January 6th here. The same story. The same story. Pharaoh comes, according to this story, the plagues of Egypt. Now this God does all this, him and his cohorts, because they got some females, and we ain't going to get into that right now. We'll get to that later, because see, all this is the goddess of war stuff going on. Now, ends up they supposedly leave and go into the wrong direction. I said they should have went into Saudi Arabia and then into the, that would have been the most fast escape route that they was already familiar with because they're in the land of Exum already. Yeah, they already know this. And it's the same land that, you know, somehow Meta Musa, but wouldn't it be easier for Meta Musa to come that way and then go to the Pacific? Because, you know, can you imagine the excursion of having to go all the way down, then come all the way up? Don't make no sense. Story that even a navigational story don't make sense. It would be easy to go to the Pacific. After I've been to the Pacific, I say, wow, that's why all this Asian influence is from. It's so easy to go that way. When you go to Asia from the east, from the west, you end up going into the west to get to the east. Answer that one for me. Okay. Now, after you do all this, gets out there, go to Mount Sinai, gets up there, gets the Torah, get everything, and then Moses don't go because they having an orgy, a sex orgy, while he talking to God in the fiery abyss. Now, just ask yourself, does that really make sense to you? Without having some allegoric, because if ain't no Bush burning, this is George Bush and them. I don't know how you want to play that, but let's just get to the fast of this before I turn this tape on and get y'all on these mics. How the hell? He don't go. They get into this land. And they claim the land they got into was Israel. I just told you, Saudi Arabia got all kind of power over that. Up until the Middle Ages. I don't see how they ain't running to the Arabs by that time. Yeah. That's what they were running to first. But they end up being Christian soldiers. So is the Crusade War actually in Africa? Because somehow they're the knights of the Crusaders. These African Ethiopic people. But then let's go with the premise that after y'all got out and went the wrong direction, end up, whatever, some tribes, now here the slave trade is still in full fruition for thousands of years. And you telling me that makes sense, they traded you for some strange reason. I don't know what you was doing. Was you littering? Was you getting drunk? Was you getting high? Was you belligerent? What the hell was you doing for them to want to point your ass out? All you black folks. So it ain't about black because must be your actions. Must be your actions. So they end up having Yahweh, after getting out, say, I ain't going for this. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put your ass in Egypt, ask them again. By way of ship. Now, this is where it gets shaky at. Saying by way of ship. So, did they go to the Mediterranean first? That's how it became, you know, the Greeks and all that, because that's where this water's at. Why would you think Atlantic Ocean when you got the Mediterranean, the Indian Ocean, and the Red Sea? Huge water, you know. So, they actually didn't walk. They must have already been around in Egypt. They need no ships then. So this time he's going to take ships. So that's where the shipping lanes came from. Where would be the first ones they would put the shipping lanes at? The Mediterranean and the Indian Ocean. Common sense. Because they ain't got, how they going to get to the It take time. We looking at the fastest way they was doing this till they migrated out. So use your brain right quick, everybody. Think it ain't illegal yet. And y'all tell me how this story makes sense. And then you tell me, maybe we are the dumbass Hebrews. We talking all this crap, acting like we forgot. Well, if this is the case, everybody, according to your Hebrew Bibles, you're supposed to be in this. You a 400-year asshole. Your women are harlots. You are a shame amongst the nations. Ain't that? So I might have to say, that's interesting. And maybe through the scheme of things, we did come over here in ships, obviously. Maybe that's the 400 years of them expanding your dumbasses across the continents. Because that's what y'all always say. Y'all always say y'all are slimy-ass people. And don't go looking for you and blaming nobody because he said, you can't even touch them, told Cain descendants. Nobody going to touch you while I whoop these dumbass Hebrews up. Ain't that what he said? Well, if he didn't say it and you don't believe me, I'll let your own words tell you.
If Israel is obedient, they shall be blessed temporally and spiritually. If disobedient, they shall be cursed, smitten, and destroyed. Diseases, plagues, and oppression shall come upon them. They shall serve false gods and become a byword among all nations. Fierce nations shall enslave them. They shall eat their own children and be scattered among all nations.
But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. And there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed alway, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenedst not unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. And upon thy seed forever. And upon thy seed forever. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. And it shall come to pass, when ye shall say, Wherefore doeth the Lord our God all these things unto us? Then shalt thou answer them, Like as ye have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that is not yours. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none pursueth you. And upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness into their hearts and the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them. And they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when none pursueth. And they shall fall one upon another as it were before a sword when none pursueth. And ye shall have no power to stand before your enemies. And ye shall perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither the sole of thy foot have rest. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And Moses said unto the people, Remember this day in which ye came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen.
Now you, about to open the mic, y'all, nigga, my word, proverb, African-American, we gonna go see, I told him to give you two brain cells today. Yeah, it sounds like your asses could be. So do you want to stand up and be the real Hebrew so they could just knock your asses right off because you ain't got no recourse whatsoever? And if you think we need Kyrie and Ye to tell us that we should be listening to people who are already under the control of their enemy, supposedly, they get paychecks. So I'm going to put the Hebrew story in now. See, they put paychecks and have bonded you already. Your birth certificate, a bond instrument. And guess what? You in a land that you don't even know immigration is about to make you not know your language. Your language is English, but you hate it. Just like Yahweh said you would. And now you will eat your children just like he said you would. Are y'all ready? Because the Helios is about to open up. 8554, you are on the Helios. Much love to you.
Good morning, sir.
Yes. Grand Rising on this one, baby. Grand Rising on this one.
Grand Rising, as always. I'm going to say it like this, bro. The truth hurts. But at the same time, the truth shall set you free if you realize and start walking in the truth. I ain't trying to preach. I'm just trying to tell a story.
Put it on. That's all I want to hear. Put it on.
I know a lot of people, if you're interested in seeing it, if not, I don't recommend taking your children to go see it, Wakanda Forever. And there's a scene in there. I'm not going to try to give it all away, but I'm going to give some away just to make a point, which you was talking about, the opening of the show, slavery. there was a group of people that Namor, that's one of the characters that's in the movie. You want to call him Submariner, whatever. Mm-hmm. Basically, okay, let me backtrack a little bit. I'm gonna give a shout out to all the Mexican folks who boycotted the movie and refused to see it. And the reason why I say that, because they basically told them that they're the new slaves in the movie. And a lot of people, I guess word got around fast. And so there was like, we're not going to subject ourselves to that type of brainwashing by Disney on our kids neither. Mm-hmm. So it's just one of those things where at some point, you know, with this whole, like you was talking about, this whole entertainment thing with the movies and the sports and the basketball and everything, anything that's outside yourself is a fucking distraction. How many people knew that within the past 2 weeks, from November the 6th to November the 18th, Biden's in Egypt with that new Green Deal conference thing?
That's right. In
How
Egypt.
Many people
they,
actually knew about that?
Yeah, they're in Egypt now. Thank you.
They're in Egypt right
Egypt.
Now. They're gonna be there to the 18th. And think about what happened this whole past 2 weeks with the 11/11 situation, with
right.
the red moon, the blood moon, the election, all this shit going on with Kyrie
yep.
and Kanye and
right.
the motherfuckers
right.
over there in Egypt planning our demise right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to this is a website called truthunity.net. It's basically a biblical metaphysical dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna read real quick the metaphysical meaning of Egypt, and it matches up what you said earlier. The realm of substance and life in the depths of the body, I don't want to say consciousness, let's just say awareness. To the unregenerate soul, it is the land of darkness and mystery. Yet it is essential to the preparation of the perpetuation of the body. Meaning, Egypt signifies the darkness of ignorance, obscurity.
Mm.
It has special significance in the body of awareness, and we often think of it as referring to the subjective or subconscious mind. We also
yeah.
refer to Egypt as the flesh consciousness or awareness, sense awareness, or material awareness.
Right. And that's why it's on the dollar bill, everybody. That's why it's
wow.
on the dollar bill. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Exactly.
That's why we're talking today. That's why we're here. That's why we do what we do. We're about to kick it off again, man. Now think about that.
And
now,
let me read. And let me go into. Let me go into.
Go ahead.
right, yeah, exactly. Because there's so much hidden shit in there, man. Because I watched it. I watched it twice already. I watched it this morning on the bootleg site, but the bootleg site didn't have to hold the end credits because you got to watch the whole thing. So let
yeah.
me go into the metaphysical meaning of Israelites.
Go ahead.
The illuminated thoughts and awareness, which are undergoing spiritual discipline. They are the total of our religious thoughts in the beginning of our journey from sense awareness to spiritual awareness, from Egypt to the promised land. Not all these religious thoughts are awake to spiritual truth, but among them are the highly illuminated ideas and faculties that the many inspired leaders, judges, prophets, and kings of Israel represent.
Represent. There you go. The key word, represent.
That could be good. That could be evil.
It could be bad.
It depends on the person.
Depends
right.
on
it could
the
be
person.
Both. But it's all in. The key thing is it's, this shit is all in the mind. It's in the brain.
Yep. Cranial psychology, y'all. This is all we do. We bring it out there. Facts matter out there on this one. And we put it together real easy for you. Real easy. Real easy. I got my man. Hey, I don't know if you'd like to make a bet. Hershel Walker, man.
Oh,
I'm feeling it.
Hey, I don't care, man. Hey, look here. Either way, it's two brothers running. But let me ask you something, man. Who you
Please.
With? Both teams that lost four Super Bowls, the Vikings and the Bills, they lost four Super Bowls, man. All right?
Yeah.
How about that one? But anyway,
yeah.
This Social Security number, man. This Social Security, that shit rigged, man. But Social Security number, man, check this out. If you look like me, the last four digits of your social security numbers is all odd numbers, man. That's the code. So when you go somewhere and they ask you for them last four digits of your social security number, you're on the phone.
Right.
All
right.
Odd numbers, they know your ass black. But did you see the movie H2N?
No, I ain't seen the movie yet. Tell me about it. Give us an update. No, I did not.
Oh,
I'm gonna
send it to you, man. I'm gonna send you the movie. I'm gonna send it to you.
No, send it.
Hebrews and Negroes. But check this out. That's why they.
I'm gonna keep you going. Yeah, I seen that part. I know that. Yeah, we mentioned that. I seen some of the movie. It's just like what I just said. It actually brings. That's what maybe has to do the program, man. It's like the Hebrew Israelites. I live this thing, so I know exactly how people feel. Go ahead. Keep it going.
Yeah, but this shit fun. Remember when they come up with the disease, talking about H2N1? Remember
that
every time? H2N4? Hebrew to Negro. Okay, I want this shit. H2N4. look at this shit, man. This shit fun,
and you know
man.
What? But hold on. Let's go there. I just did Deuteronomy 28. I want to hear y'all minds on this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it says they will be with the sword. Could the sword be the vaccination? Because it's got a pen.
Yeah.
And then it says, you'll be so weak you can't defend yourself. That's what that Bible scripture says.
Yes, sir. And then you got these stupid. You got these stupid Negroes. What do you say? Go run. And nobody chasing you. Okay. Soon as these Negroes see you, smell a blue light. They're going to take off running. Ain't no motherfucker that ain't chasing them, man. This shit is true. So now that we know who we are, it's only one thing we can do, because what did you play? We know what the deal is now. It's only one thing we could do, and that's what I'm doing. That's how I get blessed, man.
But
I'm going to leave it like that. Everybody got to figure out how to get out of this right here. But I'm out of it. That's why I ain't worried about nothing, man. I'm taking care. But anyway, it's fun to be alive.
All I can say is it's fun to be,
because
I'm glad to see this, because I'm able to conversate on how this information permeated my life. I was in the Hebrew Israelites, and again, I was thinking we should have already had power by now. But then when I dug deeper, I said, man, something ain't right with this. Why can't we?
Right.
And then I said to myself, maybe we played a trick on ourselves, because if a God tells you that did y'all hear what that curse was, y'all? You tell me.
Yeah.
How you gonna get it? Then who you gonna? Then here's the big problem. You blaming the wrong people, because you should be blaming.
That's right.
You blaming the wrong
people. Blame myself.
Yeah. You better blame
yourself. Right.
Well, hey, let me say one more thing about this eclipse, man. About the eclipse. I don't let these fuckers define nothing I see. Okay, they got all y'all talking about some blood room, man. I looked at that shit. That shit was copper, man, like a penny. All right, so these fools can't define nothing I see. So I basically throw that dictionary in the damn garbage. That moon was copper, man.
You said that moon was
copper.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not saying that because you... Now, let's go with that. Copper is in the Bible story of Nebuchadnezzar. And it was copper. So I'm not saying that's what that represents. So you just giving the true color of what it is. But it says that they call it the blood moon. But the reason why they saying that, so you know... Not bad. The blood moon is a menstruation. They call it. It's also a menstruation of the woman's uterus, of the unification, of the rebirth of the planets, of the cell, rebirth. So I mean, it has a couple of meanings. So go ahead, make your point, and then we're gonna do the next one. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, me and Sean Caddy got a new number, man. So and a new phone. So if we call in with a new number. And I checked his number, man.
Yeah, I sent it to him.
Okay.
I wanted him on this because we ain't finished yet. We about to get hotter.
I told
y'all I'm going to take y'all to the area where it all came from. So y'all better get ready for that, because they in Egypt now. Doing darkness in Egypt. Let me go to 6661.
Hey, what's up, my brother? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead. Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Hey. How's it going, my brother? Great dawning, great dawning.
We love it.
But, you know, the discussion on Kyrie and many thoughts about whether, you know, he or Hugh, and, you know, our thoughts on that, we could go all over the world and have many topics on it. Now, and on the mother continent, where you have 54 countries, and one-third of the world's population of languages, and Africa having the most. I mean, what the story when we look at the so-called blue family, and we look at that whole Knights of the Realm or Knights of the Round Table, those were actually families that we always talk about or always discuss, whether it's the dragon families and those other families that are so-called elitists, the one percenters. So when you talk about the Boule and the protectors of the king or people that are supposed to protect the king, those are the ones, when you put all that together and we look at just a portion of what they talk about as far as their elitism and who they are, and they don't even come into the discussion as far as being anything important, because remember, the man of color, whether it was Methuselah or whatever, if you break that down, Methuselah, and put it in a connotation, it'll always spell us. So, I mean, when you deal with the man of color was all over this planet, indigenous-wise, whether it was on the left side or the right side. But like the brother said, it's all about the inside. And that's where we most should fight, because it's going to come for the battle, not for the physical, but for the mental. And so if we strengthen ourselves inward with meditation, the way we eat, stay away from those foods that are just not us, the natural foods, and so forth, then whenever we leave this physical plane, we're good in the earthly plane, and that's what matters. It's the ether. So our return to the ether, or it should be number one on everybody's list. Hotel, good brother. Appreciate it.
Now, let's go with that now, because remember, we're saying all these things happen. We all got connections to these ancient gods, and many of you know these ancient gods got duality concepts. So we know they can't all be good all the time. So let's go with the premise that if we over here in America, and all we've been hearing for the past how many years now, of us being oppressed, enemy, we can't get over it. We don't have people be assassinated in the street. People still using us as police or for the commercials. I mean, we the face of violence, all kinds of salacious behaviors. We the face, even though it's permeated through all cultures. The question is, are the Hebrews today, if it's all this going through, we don't have how many leaders? Minister Farrakhan been saying this for over how many years? He's been saying this same story. It had to come from somewhere, everybody, that this magnificent 13 tribes and 12 tribes are all over the place believed. Now, either what he just said, are they astrological characters? We're going to make that distinction there, because if you can't have them both and there's no evidence of one, that's above, so below. So I can see there's 12 zodiac signs. Where are these 12 tribes, unless they are like a symbolic gesture for the regional areas of the earth being named by zones? Y'all calling it zone, tribe, maybe it's called zones, the 13 zones of the earth being ruled by the celestials. We're going to bring that into the play, because I see y'all have not answered how the hell you going to be arguing about what's going on, and you are wicked. I'm trying to hear. Somebody explain to me how you going to be when you've been deemed wicked by your own God. 7696. Let's keep it rolling. We're about to have a good time with this. Go ahead. 7696.
But while you're waiting on the call, man,
You're right, Rob. Like my man say, I'm gonna mute right quick until I get to where I'm going.
Okay, okay. Go ahead. Put yourself on mute. Thanks. Go ahead. Go ahead, Wes. Make a point on that. What you gonna do?
Yeah, like my man was saying about the dietary laws, man. Brother Raven's telling us too, man. You got to get out of this. Stop doing this shit. Cause like you said, we celebrating hues of wood and the damn and stone. Wood is that cross. And the other stone is that damn carbular shit. They be going around circles, man. Right then and there. We brought this shit on ourselves, man. You niggas, y'all killed Jesus, man. All right? Y'all talking about he's our Savior crucified. So we the one that killed Yeshua. Turn him in. The damn Pilate say, hey, take him home. That's y'all Savior. Then niggas say, no, he's our Savior. You our Savior, Pilate. Crucified. So you wonder why black people getting their ass whooped. We did all the wrong shit. Man.
Oh, man. What an analogy. I just want y'all to see y'all doing the duality that we need to hear today. If you're going to believe this Hebrew story, then you got to take all the good and bad with it. You can't be covered with all this good shit and try to tell me how good this God is and how I'm supposed to be worshiping. And I find out I went against him for millennia.
Yep.
Come on, y'all. Let me get some more calls. Yep. More calls. More. Y'all ready for some more? We about to give it to you because I got some more stuff for you. You think this is not even close to being hot yet. Let me go to 0007. It's 3 0s and a 7 at the end.
Well, good morning, brother. I don't know. So much has been said. Only thing I really wanted to speak to was you were saying that the brother that had the metaphysical dictionary and he was defining Egypt and then he went on to Israel. But it's not a mystery, I guess, when you hear them say or refer to Egypt as a dark mystery, because even when we look at ourselves, which the temples were built in the same to reflect the body, okay, the human body, the true temple.
Right,
that's
right. Yep.
Built the temple, okay? So the mystery is the mystery of ourselves. It's not no big whoopty-doopty thing. We just got to get into who we are and learn and understand the power that we have, which is in our mind. So that means that there are certain disciplines that we have to undertake, okay? We have to deal with ourselves, and the mind is crucial. So we don't have to get all these white folks. All they have is ideas, okay? They don't have a knowing. That's why the Bible is so confusing. It's a bunch of ideas that they took.
Well, now that's good. Stay with me. I like conversating with you. So I'm feeling. Now let's go with that premise. Because remember, I say I'm doing one who say this is real, one who says the physical about the Hebrew deal. Now I like what you just said, ourselves, because that's like that know thyself concept that we've been hearing. But I noticed you mentioned the white people. Now could that be? You mentioned about some white, the white people doing it. Now let's take that premise. Could that be a brainwashing for us to always blame somebody? Because Moses, the psychological thing is the white man did. But could the brainwashing be because we so used to saying the white man? Because you just said it, and I've heard it many times on this show. So the white man is the brainwashing tool that seems to be the working tool for us that keeps us in our position because we have yet to ever atone as a group of since we always claim we the nation of people, we're always saying we're this.
Because
I'm just using the words, not you personally.
Okay,
you know,
we always say
that, oh, we're a nation.
We have embraced this European language, his culture, his God, his educational system. We have embraced everything that's within this culture. We have not sought out for ourselves where is the source to their information, which is our information.
Well,
so
let's go with that.
It is upon us to get busy.
But how do we get
busy?
How do we get busy? How do we get busy? Because I like what you're saying. I just want to make some clarity so people can see that this is what the debate is like about. Hold on, sister. Just let me ask you a question. I need you to, it's like a talk show. You got to be able to talk and let me ask you a question. Now, the question is, our kids are in the white man's school since you brought the white man up. And then, so basically, we need to have our own curriculum. Well, that would be one Agreed, yes. New curriculum, yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes, we do need a new curriculum. But the,
okay,
I'd
okay, go ahead. Hold on, new curriculum. Hold on, new curriculum. I know. You keep saying responsibility, but our kids are in these schools. Our kids are in these schools. I'm trying to figure out how we're going to do that if the kids are in these schools that you just heard. Yeah. First, let me ask you a question. Are you religious?
They don't need to be trained.
Okay, they need to be trained. I agree.
Training. There's a difference between being trained and being educated. Because when you're educated, you're a lifelong learner. You're going to learn forever.
I got you. Okay, that's good. Let me get some more callers because I got you. I asked you a couple questions. You didn't answer them. I need you to answer some questions, y'all. When I ask y'all questions, if you really don't know, just say, hey, because how are you going to just mention the white man and that the whole premise was you blaming the white man? Christianity was started by Ethiopia. So how's the white man getting this? It's my question to all y'all to make this more hotter because I can hear all that black, white man stuff out there. I asked y'all, how can you bring that up when your God that many of you believe in condemns you already and you're blaming the white man still? That shows you have not learned. That's what the problem is.
You hard-headed, stiff-necked people, huh?
That's what it said. You gonna blame.
That's right.
You blaming the white man still and was talking. I asked you a question. I said, can you tell me how the white man in this? I just told you Christianity was started by Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm. You can't blame the white man for putting no goddamn tree in your house.
I'm trying to figure this all out. Now, that might be.
Dressing up for Halloween.
Yeah.
Christianity was started by the Mormons and the Ethiopians. I remember reading
Ethiopian
that the Mormons went down to to greet the queen, and she accepted the Christianity of the Mormons, and that's how they all got together and became Kumbaya and Christianity, boom. Mm-hmm. But actuality believe that, you know, Adam and Eve, which is the blue people, and the draconian reptilians, which is in prison. They got that in one of their churches down there. But all of this stuff,
you heard this stuff too. Let's go with what we heard, because I'm glad you're on here. You heard this stuff early in life. You telling me our people still ain't brainwashed by this?
I read so much stuff.
I know. I asked you to tell me. I said, you know about this stuff a long time. You don't see how much brainwashing this has done to our people. I don't care how much you know. I asked you about you. If something happened today to all y'all, you're not going to escape by thinking it's just you. You ain't escaping this because you could just say, oh, I'm going to go to self-awareness. Man, please. If they cut all y'all bills off right now, cut y'all water off and all y'all shit out of luck, most of you. So let's not play dumb. We asking y'all today the question. You go and finish up. You can take your time. I'll let you go. I just want to make sure y'all understand what y'all believe in. Says the God of your Bible, or whatever you say you believe in, especially the Hebrew Israelites I'm talking to, said that you were done for doing disobedience. Explain to me, if you can, not you sisters at the moment, I'm going to let you go, let you keep rolling. But I want y'all to remember how this program is supposed to go today. I've been hearing all this kind of stuff. Well, how the hell are you supposed to be treated if you're a wicked, no good-ass group of people? Keep going, sister. Now you can go. Say whatever you want.
Okay. All right. Resurrection, everybody. Yeah. Basically, they do cut off your water and stuff. You know, we're all, I mean, just say in scenario, everybody's shit got cut off. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, since we've been programmed to panic, we don't create no more. We don't help no more. We don't see the freedom that we actually can have and rebuild. Every time something is cut off, we think it's a tragedy because we've been programmed that way. We didn't got disconnected through panicking and tragic because they control the weather and this and that. And they have installed all of that fear inside of us. They then weakened us, like you said earlier, with the vaccines and all that other bullshit, made us turning the men into to women and women wanting to be walking around swinging and they ain't got shit to swing. But I'm just saying, this is all out here, all programs initiated by more than just white people involved. Because
let's use God.
These inventors that have sold their souls to each other to profit, P-R, you could spell it P-R-O-P-H-E-T or P-R-O-F-I-T, because, see, they know how to work the magic through the language. And when you start learning the language.
But you hate your language. Hold on. Let's use the scripture today. That's why I'm letting you go. I'm giving y'all time to get the talk and so you can add up to what you say to what we're talking about. Now, you just said language. These niggas hate their language. They've been programmed to hate the English language. Then you look it up. It takes you all the way back to the world languages. So I'm trying to figure out. So that goes along with the scripture that maybe we so sorry and stupid enough that, like, hate your own language because what? So white man.
Or the Tower of Babel. Babel.
Yeah. Yeah, Tower of Babel.
Language is the confused.
I just want to make sure we understand where it's going today.
Reprogram. Mm-hmm. Our language was destroyed. Reprogram.
Okay.
So now we have to accept the language of our enemies, which we have been at war with. And then you realize the language then been turned into a pirate language because it's derivative of all different type of languages, such as medieval, Latin, French, Arabic, Phoenician.
Let's go with that.
You know,
I want to make sure we all get it. So we got all these languages. He just said the Tower of Babel.
Yeah, we're dealing with pirate language.
Right. So the question for us is, we speak English. Most of us speak English. Now, here's where I get
pirate
to where you say it's a pirate language. Now, imagine, you teaching everybody, I'm going to fulfill your scripture. You telling everybody that you hate, the curses be upon the language, curses be upon everything that you speak. So everything you speak has already become a curse to you psychologically because you already hate the language. Think about that.
Well,
let's get some more calls. If your psyche, I'm just going by, if your psyche is already telling yourself,
people?
All y'all, listen carefully. If your psyche is your conscience, yourself, has already been telling yourself, I hate the fucking language because the cracker gave it to me and the blah, blah, blah. And then when you go look it up, you find out it takes you all the way back to the ancient lands. So I'm trying to figure out how could you hate this and then say one minute you loved it. That's why you've been cursed. And the curse to be upon thy children. I'm going to read these curses for you today so you won't think I'm making this up. 5298. Finish. Hurry up. You got 2 minutes.
Okay. So, yeah, the language has been changed and everything. They added the hook, Captain Hook. The letter J is Captain Hook to catch. So these are spells that's been cast upon us. That's why they made the letter J. See, when they start changing the letters, which is nothing but symbols, they are casting magic. See, that's something we don't know. We started signing our names, and which is a signature, signing our nature away, our souls, our life away, on contracts, on applications, and we're not realizing what we're doing. So
that's
basically, we are casting spells through communications that we don't know how to actually communicate. We don't know what we're actually doing. So, yeah, we're dumb. I'm be honest. I'm learning still because we have to understand the language that we speak every day, cast spells like I'm doing now. When you was playing that last video, that shit was getting on my nerves. I wanted to turn the phone off because it was nothing but programming people into believing that they had an iron around their neck and all this other dumb bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on. Yeah, you. I'm going to let you go real good. Don't worry. I got you ready.
Okay.
Yeah, let me make the comparison for y'all. Now, this is many of you who already been in Hebrew Israelite programming. Y'all know this was the number one scriptures for the Hebrew program to be done. And so I just cast it. The reason why it hurts you because you've been saying it for how long? How long that's been in your brain cell? Don't you gotta even tell nobody. Just put it in your own mind. You know we talking one on one day to now. How long that been in your brain? How many times you gonna tell me that you had to defend that in your psyche that was true. Lost friends and family. Was told you was an outcast. So I know it has a scar. That's why I'm bringing to your remembrance why. Now, the thing about this is our people still believe this stuff. I don't care what you got pontificate on tonight, today. I got you coming in, brother. I'm going to let you go. Right. I'm going to let you have, you got five. You can say whatever you want, all y'all. Y'all believe that, this stuff.
Just like they still believe Democrats are good and Republicans are bad.
Yeah, they believe this stuff. Go ahead, bro. You next.
Just like.
Hold on. Let the dude, when I say they next, give the person a chance. Y'all come on in. Go ahead. You next.
So you navigate us in the right direction, bro. So I understand everything you're saying. And I'm going to say it like this. The masculine might not even like me when I get through saying what I'm going to say. So bring it to the forefront. So yin and yang. Okay. Isn't that Hebrew language in the masculine? Patriarch, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they've gone to conquer matriarch. See, everybody keep thinking matriarch is this thing where it's just feminine.
Right.
Nah, that thing is like a union thing. That thing is, ain't no money on it. Ain't nobody, checking it. You know what I'm saying? But someone saw an opportunity as a pirate, like sister said, to go ahead and get. And then the first sister that came along, she's showing a representation once again of the yin and yang, a.k.a. the male and the female. Okay, we hear that. But can the female get with the male? Because the male is the patriarch movement. And the answer is no. They reject it. So everybody keep looking at this animation as though these individuals sitting around watching cartoon like us. No, they're making power moves like pirates to get what they can get for them. We're still thinking matriarch. We're still thinking in the gender of unionized. It don't work like that no more. So those individuals, when they get through confiscating other people's shit, because that's what you was reading the scripture, they're going to hand out to you.
Yeah, tell them.
You tell it. Can I give you one more? Can I give you one more? I'm at the end. I'm related, I know people have been using this word lately, but I'm all right with this. I'm related to Big Mama. I said I'm trying to do the best I can to get Big Mama's purse back. So I'm that last of that motherfucker who understand patriarch just a little bit. If I give her the purse, is she going to act right? Okay, here we go. You said to the Pacific. The Pacific, Pacifica means calm. Of course they started out in that direction there because the water was at ease. Ain't nobody coming from the Atlantic. That's an illusion. If anybody ever been on the Atlantic to cross, why don't they even fly planes over the Atlantic? Because they know you will lose your cargo. You will lose your vessel. That shit is too rough. So, of course, they came on the backside, like you said. And then what did they do? They didn't come straight across. They went down what they call the good kid hope, good kid faith. What do you think the tip of Africa is so important? The tip of South America is so important? Mm. So they just come up there because they need a water supply. Like you said, 3 days without water, motherfucker can't live. Think. So everything you're saying is on the... See, you're a brilliant brother, man. But I'm not trying to give you just this... I'm saying this. I'm not giving you this just to make it seem as though... Because you're telling your truth. And if people stop confiscating... Well, excuse me. People stop animating shit and get to the point of what need be done. Meaning her. If she shut her mouth and listen to what I tell her, I told her the king is trying to kill me. So get with me and tell the nigga you my sister. I'm trying to tell you the only way you can come down and come against this is understand their language. You can't just throw it to the side and throw that stand with that. You got to go and transform that shit to the ability that you can win for you. And if you get somebody to tag along with you, then your goddamn tribe is starting to grow.
That's why we call it dry bones.
So goddamn animated.
That's why we call it dry bones. And y'all the most unbelievable individuals out there. Go ahead, brother. I'm going to say something in a minute. Let me get ready for it. We got Sister Antoinette Wednesday nights. Brother Eddie, please join in because they take it to another level. And we done had some icons. Kim Wester, please, y'all, listen to some of these programs because who else is trying to keep it going but all of us on this line and all of us beyond this line because it is the dry bones. And guess what? It says, Son of Man, can they live? And he said, only thou. keep it going, bro. Let me hear from Brother West.
Brother West,
and then you. Brother West,
I just want to say 1-877 wants you to want to say something after Brother West.
Okay, go ahead. 1-877.
Okay, this word, with the language, man, I'm going to tell y'all something. This is how it works. What we under law, okay? Law means land, air, and water. That's the element. So every time you hear law, they want to control the land, air, and water. But
there
to fuck them up, to make it a flaw, you want to make it a flaw, you put that fire in front of land or water, and land, air, and water, you put that fire in it with that flow. And if you use that fire on their ass, you got their law in the flow. All right, so, and my man Kanye, that language, that contract got his ass, see? He didn't read the small detail when he said he got to make a sacrifice of his mama. See, he didn't see the small root, the detail, devil, the detail.
He said, hold on, I'm going to take that too, because y'all said so much to me. I see. Now, he did say something. Somebody sent me something. He mentioned the contract with about the mama dying. Again, I did see something that y'all sent out there that his own handler, which they call handler, threatened him with putting him away from his kids and putting him, like, psychiatrically mess him up.
Yeah.
Psychiatrically. So I thought that was quite
That's
crazy.
Right.
And so, again, this is what
that handler don't want to lose that profit. That's why.
Right.
That he don't
want to
lose that profit.
Now, let me ask you about the profit, because you mentioned profit. See, that's why I love all y'all, because y'all hit on everything, but I got to make sure y'all understand we got to keep the flow where you make it a comparison to what this thing is about. Our people, the most of y'all got into this, a lot of this because these people are Kyrie Irving and all of them are saying stuff, Kanye. But the psyche I'm trying to see y'all, what's going on here, y'all heard this 1,000 times already. Nothing they said. That's why, sister, when you said it made me because, sister, you said something that was deep. Because you heard it so much like we did, it's in our psyche. So I had to tell myself, why are we acting like this is some new shit? Farrakhan had a book called Secret Relationship
right.
Black and Jews. Now, all
There's
of a
so
sudden...
many that's been talking about the Hebrews for so long, from Yahweh ben Yahweh to the brothers of the
Yahweh
ben
Yahweh.
Over. I mean,
you not a nigga, but hold on.
Kanye is trying to break all of his contracts. In order for him to do that, he has to get out of his contract.
Okay, so,
he's trying to be the hero and collect votes at the same time.
I got you. Let's go with this. I got all y'all in here. I just need y'all to make sure y'all want to ask questions. How do you like they do on TV? Keep it to the point it needs to be, and then we can keep it rolling. Now, if Kanye is about contracts, y'all said y'all under bond. Ain't that your Bible story? What the problem at? What the problem at then? Just take it lumps and lose it, because you just told me the guy is on a contract. Y'all just told us we all on contracts. Ain't that what it said? That would be bondsmen and bondswomen. Well, somebody going to have to come up and say, well, the real Hebrews. Please stand up. 1-877, this is a good day to be wrong. What's the dry bones?
Hey, dry bones. Greetings, everybody. And thank you, Sister Shaleen. I have a question.
Go ahead.
About
let's
the topic
hear it.
of the show
program.
Here. Now, St. Frumentus was a Roman Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically what the show is today is talking about the Ethiopians actually created Christianity, and they're the ones who spread it through Africa and the United States. As we stand here, and in Cuba, and in Cuba as well. So, that was the way for them to unite us all together under this one religion. So, moving forward, and yes, you know, the Ethiopians were black, and of course, one of my great admirers, Enoch is from Ethiopian also.
Yeah, we know that one. Go ahead. Enoch.
So,
go ahead. Here you go.
The question today is, for the panel is, why is now the Romans and the Catholics, are they tearing down Christianity? Why are they now wanting to
go
against
the
actual belief that they put into us for centuries. And the Persians were back in the old story, were the Muslims, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
The Persians?
The Persians, yeah. Keep
going. Right, so if the Persians were the Muslims, and they're the one enslaved us for all these years, for your article said 1,300 years, and it's hard for Black people to wrap their eyes around and ears around to understanding why they would do something like that to their own people. But I have a friend who actually grew up, I mean, lived in Morocco for years. And they do not, to this day, embrace Black people or African people. And they're actually in Africa.
Right.
So
interesting.
It's kind of weird how our Black people around the world, not just in the United States, are so confused about their own identity, you know, and
it's actually,
and
unreal.
I think that, I think that us,
it's a curse.
You know, on this panel, I think it's definitely a curse that
okay,
we have
ahead.
To, at some point realize, and I met with the client yesterday. I was so surprised. I usually don't get into religion, but he said right off the bat, he said, I'm not religious. I don't believe in all that, you know, all that stuff that's going on in the Bible. Because he asked me, did I go to church? I said, I go to church online in the morning time. I'm talking about Helios, Helios.
Right.
That's my church.
Right.
And so he was saying that, you know, he says, no, I don't feel it. I just, he don't know. He don't know as much as we know. But he had that intuition that religion was bad.
Yeah.
That it was bad, and Black people, we have to realize that we are enslaved to religion, to the Bible, and they can at the snap, you know, they can change it. We're in the United States, they start taking the Bible off of the government buildings. They stop kids from praying in church. They they bad mouthing the Jesus.
So let's go with that. I don't know. I think we just need to.
That one world order that's trying to come in. Look what Lightfoot did here. The people was going to church one Sunday. She sent the fucking SWAT team, shut down the church. The religion,
right,
the whole
COVID,
Christian thing is over with.
Now, hold on.
Right,
now,
right.
Is that part of who God is? Now, let's go with this premise because I keep telling you, I ain't getting away from this today. Now, somebody decreed that curse. It seems to be universally accepted. Put yourself on mute. Put yourself on mute. You sound like you're doing some massaging or something. I don't know what the hell you're massaging, but put yourself
on mute.
Hey,
5298. Here to say open his number, man.
Yeah, I'm all put up. Yeah. But when you're breathing like that, man, put yourself on mute, man. I don't know what's going on over there. keep it activated, man. How the hell you doing? Goddamn breathing. I'm like, what the hell? Shoot. All right. Let's get back on course with this because we on the ship, y'all. I don't know where the ship is headed. It's in murky water, but it's supposed to be uplifted. The question of the day
I want to say one thing. Oh, go ahead.
Hold on. Yeah. The question of the day is how something like this is still permeating the minds of our people and the people around that the Jewish people is upset about. See, that's where it gets crazy at. It's not just upset by, you know, us. This is upset by the whole world about this story. And the question is, did he lie? No. Ain't nobody said they lied about the Hollywood and stuff. This is where I get upset at. Because y'all love these people. Everybody on here love these celebrities of some sort or somebody. These people have now demonized freedom of speech personally. It ain't going to be much longer for this all going to be cut off. I guarantee. Based on the premise that y'all thinking that this is a right and shit like that. No, this is a privilege. You pay for this. This is not something given to you to talk. You have to pay to talk. That's why politics is so powerful today. And many of you don't like politics. That's another thing. That's in the curse too. Curses it be in the field. Curses it
right
be
there.
In the house. That's politics. Y'all don't even know it. That's how I know you ain't looked these scriptures.
You gotta pay to cast the spell, huh?
Even if
you gotta
right,
pay
even if you claim you hate these scriptures, these
yep.
spells, if you search them out, it tells you exactly what they mean. It ain't about no damn.
You see, that's the problem. That's the problem now. People, the whole fight and the tilt and left and right, whatever, people don't want to even research to break the spell. Some
no,
people,
the
spell,
thank
they
you.
Spell is not going to be
mm-hmm.
broken.
There you go.
That's right.
There you go. Now
that's the reality. The people like us, we have to deal with. Yeah, it could be your mama, daddy, daughter, granddaughter. It might hurt, but it's just the reality of the matter. Got to deal with it.
Now, one out your own family. Let's use this percentage in your own family. Don't look to no people. Don't look to this. Look at your own in your own mind. You ain't got to say a word.
Right.
Just say your mind. Just look at your own surroundings and ask yourself who will be able to survive with you. If something broke off without no problem, would you have to battle with them while the shit takes off? Do you have to do it? Now, the reason why I brought this up, because according
there
to your
is.
Bible, the curse, according to the curse. Oh, man. Let me tell you something, though. I tried to warn y'all. And only a warning is all we are. We ain't nothing else. I ain't got no special
and
powers.
And you hope they don't throw you over the cliff.
That's what they did to Jesus. That's why I put last week a conspiracy. If you let Jesus die,
yeah.
and you think that's
mm-hmm.
okay,
you know why Jesus got to die right now? Because the Roman Catholics, they want to kill the babies. They want to support abortions. They want to now support
so you said baby killers.
Men and men.
Now,
yeah. So,
baby
so you can't be a Christian from the older
the
days.
Greek? Aren't there supposed to be the Roman Catholic, the Greek, the Boule, they the Greeks? The Greeks is running shit.
The Greeks are running shit. Okay, I like that. Now, let's go back to the
answer. They're part of it. The Greeks.
Let me get some more
Hold on. Can I get it to your sister? So, sis, hold on now. Even though the Greeks, you might think, be Catholic, some damn Chinese are Catholic now.
Yeah,
I'm done. Chinese Catholic now, ain't they drive
on?
Yes, they can.
And Chinese was part of the Persian War too.
I got to get some more callers. Put yourself on mute, then. I know y'all want to talk, but I need to get three more calls. I got 1-1-399-0102-7472. I'm gonna start from the bottom to the top. 7472. Let me hear from you. I'm trying to get at this because I got some stuff that I want y'all to be able to answer this today. Go ahead. 7472.
Grand Rising, Dry Bones, and
yes.
Dry Bones family.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Brother Kwame, and sitting here in the stolen land of Muscogee Creek in Eatonton, Georgia. Excellent topic. You know, I chimed in late, but the part that I came in on was dealing with Morocco and dealing with that. We have to go back and look at the book White Skin, Black Mass, or The Wretched Earth. The black psychologist, Frantz Fanon, wrote about the colonization and the mind change of what they did. And what we're
mm-hmm.
looking at here in this country mm-hmm. is looking at a case that just now went to the Supreme Court on the Indian Child Act, Welfare Act, in which they're now arguing that white people can take Indian children again. And what the sister was just saying, here they are taking our children again. They did it with the missionary schools. Now they're getting ready to do it through the courts. And
right.
the thing that happens with they get this through, that takes away the sovereignty of those nations, that
mm.
they no longer have the sovereignty to conduct, to have rights over their children. And what are we just looking at Roe v. Wade? So this is about the generations to come that they're trying to control. And what we're looking at is the political tricks that they keep using, the same tricks. You know, if you go back into history and look at General Order 11, when General Grant, during the Civil War, had all the Jews herded up and marched out of towns and put into jails and prisons because
mm-hmm.
they were trying to take the monopoly of the cotton industry. So what we're seeing is
yep.
that, you know, these industries are controlled by those that seek to do. But if you go back and you look at the three-volume
oh my.
Set that was written by the Nation of Islam that was even given the information from the Jewish scholars that
right.
they are not the true Jews.
Right. Now, why is that? I mean, now, here's what I like about what you just said. Everything, pretty much everything. So let's go with this. So I don't know how y'all phone drop. If your phone drop, you better call back in because I can't be controlling the phone drop.
Yeah, now, Eddie said pull him in when you get a chance.
What is which one is he? I'm looking for him now. So a bunch of y'all line. But, brother, hold on. I'm going to get to, what, I got you.
5298. He's 5298, man. 5298.
All right. All right. Now, Brother Crumb, and y'all, if y'all going to be moving around and mute yourself because we can hear y'all. If y'all breathing heavy or moving, got to do whatever, bathroom, just put yourself on mute. Now hit the number one button. And we ain't taking you off. We just want you to be respectful, to be silent, man. We need as much air time to be heard as you. Brother Crumb, it goes back to that. Beautiful analogy about it. How come the indigenous people cannot be looked upon as one of the most underscored group? Because if you was here this long, and I know we were, I'm going to agree with that. That's a fact. Ain't no even agree. It's a fact. People already here. Seems to be this mixed thing that all these people had to come here and be, I don't know if it, we want to say it's made up or not, but let's say we know there was a slave trade this direction, of course. But the way it looked like, you know, the indigenous people was not even thought about. When these things was happening, they did make these treaties with y'all and with us. I would say that with the indigenous Americans over here. And then somehow we end up not actually giving them no play whatsoever. Now the division, what you just said, taking their children over time, making them now look different through the sex game, the educational game. And then they got us now. They come back to us brainwashed to the indigenous people to make these treaties even worse for us. Now, I think that would be the biggest Hebrew story of the real story if they want to really make a movie. Somehow, people forget that this is the second, or Egypt. This is under the symbolism of Egypt, y'all, America. And if you are absolutely right, the indigenous people do not get their due. I don't get it. I see that the hemp was the biggest crop in America, hemp. When the Jews got in there for the cotton, they transformed, but they had so much farmland, but then they made these agreements. I don't know how. I want the indigenous people to come up and let's see how they got some of this land. I know through treaties, but how, when you had these weapons too? Now, weapons was here, everybody. Don't fool yourself. Oh, don't fool yourself, everybody. Weapons are already here. Y'all want to get deep? We got 412. Okay, let me bring some of y'all in here.
Three weapons. And you hit excellent point, Dry Bones. The three weapons that they use in their invasion in both continents is the three weapons that they use today. Number one, alcohol, rum. And we have more liquor stores and we have more drugs in our community because alcohol is a drug. And you turn around and you say cloth, and that's why I said about the Jews taking up the cotton and making the industry because they started trading cloth, taking us out of our buckskins and putting us into the cloth that they were manufacturing. Number three is guns. We don't manufacture weapons. We use bows and arrows and spears and knives. They came in with this weaponry. Oh. And those same things are the same three things
like
that are happening to keep us in this slave trade today.
Now let's go with that. Let's go with that because I want y'all to get something clear now that weaponry, it goes back, it's ancient. The great Tubal Cain, you look it up yourselves. Don't listen to me. Look it up yourselves. Metallurgy. Some of the hottest mines on the planet Earth was in that region of Africa and some parts of Central South America. They were mining weapons. Now, here's where I get Chinese gunpowder, all that. Now, this that trade stuff now. Remember now, I look at the world a little different now. They already got the world into trade routes already. You know what I'm saying? At this age, I'm realizing trade routes have already been agreed upon. However unfair or fair they were, it's already agreed upon destination. That's why they was able to do this. The question to us is, these stories about us being chosen by God and able to figure out how we could beat this, and then we're looking at the Bible's curses, which could happen to the indigenous people for sure. Because remember, the story is the indigenous people, it's been reversed. People think that, oh, they came and they came and took some indigenous people back with them on a regular. Y'all leave that story out. That's what the problem is. Because when they
And that's part of the story of Thanksgiving. because they took that indigenous people to Europe, and when he went there, they were all along 600,000 along the eastern seaboard, and when they brought him back, all of that was gone because
now,
the smallpox that they left that killed them and massacred is what they celebrate now the end of this month.
Now they came back. Let's just keep this trade going. Let's go with that because I mean I know the horrors, but let's just go with how it can last this long. Like, okay, so that happened. It killed a bunch of people. They still came back with the help of the Moors. This is where we also leave out. They couldn't get over here without the Moors. That's impossible.
Thank you.
That's impossible, brother.
Yep.
They couldn't even leave the port. They couldn't even leave the ports of Gibraltar.
And Drybones, can I say this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I say this, Drybones, about the Moor? I say the Moor ain't even a nationality. I say the Moor is an occupation.
The occupation.
They're navigators.
Navigators.
They're an occupation.
The Dutch Indian, company.
Yeah. See, this is what we leave out. So when you leave that agreement out in these movies, except Disney. Now Disney been given the charter, y'all. I'm glad y'all said this. Disney is the grand wizards, y'all. I don't know why it's hard to believe.
Well, actually, it's BlackRock and Vanguard because Disney under them, but, you know.
Right, you know, just to say, you know, BlackRock just tells you a lot right there. You just said a rock earlier in stone. Yeah. All right.
Why didn't you never get tore up during the hurricane, man?
Because they hurricane proof. They made it where they cannot even flood. They fixed that up into a special way. Let me go to 9870, y'all. They the own municipality. 9870. Is that Brother Eddie? Which Brother Eddie? I was looking for y'all. 0102, Brother Eddie. I'm hitting y'all in there. Brother Eddie, where you at? Let me hear you. Let me go to 3198. I got everybody lined open. They got lined open. I got to see some of y'all talking. And I opened y'all mics up. Brother Eddie, where you at? He ain't got his hand up, that's for sure.
The lady I know, she's a makeup artist. She's tired.
I like him a little bit.
She can do his makeup for his commercial.
Hello, 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 hello.
She said he's a diva. She's like,
where you at? Where you at?
I was like, Richard, yes. He's extra.
Hello, Brother Eddie.
So he'll look good on camera.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. Go ahead.
He's a diva.
Hey, family.
Hello.
How's everybody doing?
They talk about divas. Okay.
Okay, we got some makeup artists on here.
I love y'all. Thank you. My bad. That's my bad. I got y'all. Okay, everybody's in there. There goes. Go, Brother Eddie. Are you there?
Do you have me?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead. I hear you. Go. Yes. Go.
Hey, what's happening, family? Man, y'all done said a lot. But let me try to keep it basic to give my part to everything we're doing because, see, we all have a part. So first, I'm going to start off with the basic magic. Basic magic is no more than our mental thinking, family. Who's in your state of mind? Who are we pushing? See, that's the land you stand on. That is your magic. It's basic. It's your mental thinking. And if we're pushing, as they call the word, narrative of every goddamn body else, you ain't got no magic. I just gave you the number of magic, which is 8. And everything I mentioned, basic is 8. Mental is 8. Your damn thinking is 8. You the scale. Scale is 8. Now, let's get over to what we've been talking about dealing with the curse, family. For me, it's all the damn number. Curse is 7. Guess what? Mystery is 7. They've made yourself is 7. Know yourself. Yourself is a mystery now, which is the damn curse. Because we haven't figured out that 7, as Wes said, law, 7, we've been ignoring. Ignorance, ignore, is 7. And we've been ignoring the education. Not their damn education, the education of nature. Education is 7, nature is 7. Guess what, family? Culture is 7. Your education is your goddamn culture. And we're pushing everybody else's narrative. That's why we curse. And here it is what the sister said, your signature and your damn soul. It's true. Signature is 43, which is 7, and soul is 16. Every time you That's why a motherfucker can't say shit who not signed the contract, family. How long we been saying we've been having millionaires for how fucking long? And how long have these brothers constantly been talking about we can come together? And they ain't. Because their contract, their signature stipulates that they not sold their fucking soul and they can't say a fucking word. Conversation is seven. You see where their conversation is. See? And at the end, we call ourselves black. It's cool, baby. Because to me, it's all the number. That's why we not cursed ourselves. We don't know the number behind the word. When we look at black, black is no more than the church that was mentioned. What it is that black people, and tell me if I'm wrong, family, are too fucking emotional. Emotions is two. Black people connect to their emotions by goddamn two. And what we have to use with emotion is called fucking emotional content. Mm-hmm. We don't have the content because our emotions are running rampant, family. We cursed in the motherfucker. Stop it. Stop it. Oh, you got what we need.
Hold on. Wednesday night, y'all. Brother Eddie, sister after that. Wednesday night, 9 o'clock.
And let me end with this, man.
I'll even tell you. Go ahead.
Let me end with this. We mentioned earlier was this fucking obedience. This obedience is 47, which is two. And it's not about the damn fight, family. The fight is not ours. The fight is not flesh and blood. It's principalities. Guess what? Principalities is 50 goddamn six, which is two.
Hey. Okay.
We missing
We missing it. And
I'm giving the numbers to everything we're saying so we can start putting it together the way we are seeing it. Seeing is two, damn it. How are you seeing it? Put it together the way it's coming to you. And like I said, it's coming to me through the numbers. And I see God and Jesus and every goddamn thing we're saying, family. We don't see it. We all around it. We tiptoeing. We bullshitting. Because we don't see the number of the real power that we possess in this occult language of English that we speak. We keep talking about the language. Goddamn it, use it.
You're using it now because you ain't saying you hate it. You said I'm using it. Some people have been designed to hate it. Somebody got a lot of wind. Somebody, please, you in the wind. Is this a snowstorm in Buffalo, please? Let me know. Are you in a snowstorm, please? Put yourself up there. I know it's about to start there. Y'all, you outside. I thank y'all for calling, man. What other show got people in different environments calling on the show? I love y'all so much. Thank y'all for going. Man, we got to take a break. We got to take a break because we got to make sure y'all we keep on the pull because the pulse level is high up here and everybody's feeling it. Now, the question again, we're going to keep asking because your mind got to keep thinking because Alzheimer's and dementia is real. They've been chem spraying us for over how many years now? I don't know. We've been sitting here watching it, making Tic Tacs in the sky. But I do know this is one of my favorite brothers. He used to tell us, and you heard it from Joe Biden as well, winter in America.
All from the Indians, welcome to pilgrims, and to the buffalo. Once ruled a plain, like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain, looking for the rain, just like the cities that stagger on the coastline in a nation. I just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America.
America, y'all, and it's almost that time. You know, it's about to see some snow, y'all. Winter does symbolize death and resurrection. And the reason for that tree is two reasons. One is a dick, and the other one, fertility, because it stayed green during the time of death. Are y'all ready? Let's get it on. We're going to get it on some more. Now, I told y'all, we like to be vindication time. This is vindication. I'm going to tell you right now. It's a lot of vindication. Y'all should be even more elated with your own self-kind to know that all that been called foolish and dumb is now becoming that is wise. So we're going to put it down here. Now, I'm sick of y'all saying about everybody got to hear this over and over. You do, because repetition must be, it's called learn by rote. Somehow we ain't learning by rote because we seem to forget everything. Everything. It's like no matter how many times you've been told this shit, really, it just does not resonate. So obviously the frequencies is off. That's why when y'all Wesley be talking about frequencies, that's the most deadliest weapon on the planet, is the distillation of frequencies to the body. Now, what they doing, y'all call them they. I'm going to say Yahweh to you today because, see, this is what y'all going to have to hear when you're talking about this curse y'all been claiming and all this other thing. See, there's a name to it. Now, obviously, he's a man of war, Exodus 15 and 3. That mean he's a supreme strategist of killing and one of resurrection, supposedly. We're going to find out today because this is all talked about. Now, y'all persecuting everybody on the planet, don't matter who they are, even y'all. Y'all the first been persecuted, believe me. Those of you on this line know you've been persecuted for a lot of stuff, especially just your own life of talking like this. And because of that, y'all say, why it's happening? It's happening because y'all watching freedom of speech go by. Now, Twitter, you see all the crypto is gone. Y'all ain't talking about all that. We got to get into why Jesus got mad one day and kicked over the table. That's what you're seeing. They don't flip the script, y'all. And once Jesus kicked over the tables, where did he go? To the gallows. Because sometimes they say in that Bible he was hung from a tree. Look it up. It don't say cross. It say a tree.
Mm-hmm. Hey, dry bones. Greek is seven. And it also means, and it also means, the metaphysical meaning of Greek is a term for intellectual reasoning. That's all what it is. In Greek, by number, is seven.
Mm. See, there you go with them numbers. So you can't release that out, too, because y'all leave that out in the spell. Because I hate to say, why you play the numbers. That's why you play the numbers.
Say something real quick.
Go ahead.
You said he was on the cross. Cross is 22, family. Tree is 22.
There
you
go.
Saying they changed the fucking word.
Yeah.
The number stays the same.
Same. There you go.
That's the curse, baby. The number stays, they give us all these stories. Story is 22. Tree is 22. Cross is 22. We don't know the damn story. There's no wisdom. Wisdom is 22.
Did Kanye climb on the cross? Did Kanye climb on the cross?
On the cross. Right. Yep. Tupac
and
did
Nas.
Too. Tupac did too. Tupac was on Illuminati. He was hung on the cross in Illuminati.
And so was Nas, and he just released the album on 11/11 too, by the way.
Yeah, so it's all like you said, by the number. So somebody into the spell.
That's the same as standing in the square.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same as standing in the square?
Standing in the square. Yep.
And then also don't see what's that group? That actually said that Egypt was actually here in America. Like the map that we see is not. What's that group called? The Mormon. The name of the group? The who?
Haiti.
No.
I know you're talking about the
Black
group.
The Moorish Science Temple.
They talk about this being Egypt in some of the writings, that's why they say the second Egypt is here, or in most places, some people say it's the first Egypt, giving us reverence that it was Egypt at one time. I mean, a house of darkness and light, because it's just not just both. It's just not just one. It's both house of darkness and light. It has both elements in there. That's the key to this. So, you know, it's a duality like y'all been saying of yourself. The sister said the temple was y'all. That's factual. Oval office, the phallic symbol, the waters, the embryo. They know. The elite know. Now, is this God? Is this God? Because this is where we have to go with this, because according to y'all,
no,
it should never be happening unless it's by divine decree for this to be happening. Is
the
it
people
happening?
Who know, I don't believe it's the gods that people are trained to believe in the Bible. Like, people believe that the God in heaven is responsible for what's going on here on earth. And I believe the people who wrote the temples and made the temples all around all the country are the small gods. Those are the gods of the Enoch days. Those are the gods who had the slaves make the temples and started the confusion with what God
did. So Ethiopia, now we back to Ethiopia, because you just said that was where these so-called books of Ethiopian writings come, with this Enoch going into making all these different pledges over the earth in different regions of the earth. That's all in that book now. Is that correct?
And the language is the G-S, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, G-E-E-Z.
Okay, so
that language.
So we back to that.
Is the language.
So we back to Egypt. I mean, we back over there to where we started at, right? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
We started back. We back right again, everybody. When you dig deeper, like a hidden treasure, you end up right back at Ethiopia. Now, I don't know why, but I'm going to say something. This is for Kanye. I'm going to play 2 minutes of this. This is for all y'all who demonizing these people for just saying something simple, which makes, I mean, freedom of speech. I mean, they're already taking the speech of the presidency. Now they're going for the athlete, anybody who against. You don't see this, I know, because you probably say, oh, so this is a spirit that's doing this that's been going to be exposed. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. The spirit's in the Bible. Just in case you didn't look it up. It's by numbers, too. 666. Nobody's going to tell the truth but yourself and what you see. If you love a lie, then it can't be factually made. But this is facts. They told you this. Farrakhan told us. Yahweh had a book. Malachi York had a book. I'm going to go to the people even before them that we're going to get into after y'all hear this. It's people like Frank Cherry. Y'all should look these people up. They came out of British Islam. Remember, because Jamaica and Britain made an agreement, y'all. And they brought it over here with Ethiopians, Suleiman. If y'all don't know these people, y'all better look them up. They came from the east to the west. That's in the book, too. And made up. I gave y'all the tapes to watch, so y'all will be prepared for this. Fez, the bow tie, the Fez, showed you they was bringing pedophilia over here. They was doing it amongst the whole elite of black mystical leaders. Everyone, Day Divine, all of them was pimping. Now, you can get mad at everybody if you want.
That sounds like why Malcolm X got killed, huh?
Yeah. I put there.
He exposed it.
Yeah, him and a bunch of others. Because what happens is, y'all didn't mind Malcolm X being Jesus for you. Well, we love Malcolm X. Y'all liars. I told you, hypocrites. How you going to love Malcolm X? In a minute, he exposes the shit. He ends up dead. Then the dude, we all grew up on him, so we can't say we ain't never listened to the minister. The minister also had to know, and he didn't put the guns in their hands, but he put the word out. That means sound and action went in together to do this. Sound and action. I gave
the
sound.
And illusion. And don't forget illusion, too.
And illusion. Now, I don't have a problem with this, if y'all don't. But I'm going to give you the facts. How could the Ku Klux Klan in the Nation of Islam make an agreement? You heard it on this, you heard it on here. Themselves say it. Looked it up as true. Ain't nobody going to talk about that. You going to tell me we got TV One, Roland Martin, and y'all worrying about truth and shit. Y'all got to be on drugs. That's why this happened to you. You're disillusioned, like the book of Deuteronomy says. You'll be under strong delusion. Ain't that what's happening? You are delusional. Because y'all heard this so many times, but I'm going to let the Jewish person tell you. This comes from the Jewish archive. So they can tell you, and you can put the shit arrest that it, you got to be persecuted for them telling you what they did to the youth. How dumb is that?
You may have the finest sets, fill the stage with penthouse pets. You may have the loveliest costumes and best shoes. You may dance and you may sing, but I'm sorry, Arthur King, you'll hear no cheers, just lots and lots of booze. You may have butch men by the score, whom the audience adore. You may even have some animals from zoos. But the audiences won't care, sir, as long as you don't dare, sir, to open up on Broadway.
If you don't have any Jews.
Beneath this song's comedic message, there's a simple truth, that the Jewish people are the driving force and the heart and soul of every type of entertainment, from Paris to Odessa, Broadway to Hollywood. It's who we are, born from a people who are storytellers. It's the way we pass our rich heritage from one generation to the next, how we cope with the hard times and celebrate the good times. And in doing so, we ended up entertaining the world. Through the Yiddish theater, Jewish culture blossomed from Eastern Europe to New York City. Broadway was a natural place for Jews to find a home, for the theater needed those who were masters of song and the written word.
Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning.
Legends like Irving
oh,
Berlin.
Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed.
The Gershwin. Jerome Kern. And Rodgers and Hammerstein often used somebody else's story to tell their own. Tackling moral, racial, and cultural issues in a way that was always entertaining.
If you can fight in America,
life is all right in America.
If you're all white in America, follow the law.
But over time, they also told our story, taking on bigotry, intolerance, and anti-Semitism.
Come on, here, show.
Sorry, Jew boy.
Dirty kite.
While many gravitated to the Broadway stage,
all right, roll it.
The early 20th century saw a new breed of entrepreneur in a brand new medium, the Dream Factory of Hollywood. The men who gave birth to the movie industry came to America from the Russian Empire, Eastern and Central Europe. Names like Goldwyn and Limley, Fox and Mayer, Cohn and Zukor, and Warner. And when they found themselves discriminated against in their chosen professions, they created an empire of their own, one where there were no barriers and no discrimination, because they...
Together, those two minority groups, properly maneuvered, could be used to create exactly the kind of strife in America the Illuminati would need to accomplish their objective. Thus, at the same time that Schiff and his co-conspirators were laying their plans for the entrapment of our money system, they were also perfecting plans to hit the unsuspecting American people with an explosive and terrifying racial upheaval that would tear the people into hate fractions and create chaos throughout the nation, especially on all college and university campuses, all protected by Earl Warren decisions and our so-called leaders in Washington. Of course, perfecting those plans required time and infinitely patient organizing. Now, to remove all doubts, I'll take a few moments to give you documentary proof of this racial strife plot. First of all, they had to create leaderships and organizations to draw in millions of dupes, both Jewish and Negroes, who would do the demonstrating and commit the rioting, looting, and lawlessness. So in 1909, Schiff, the Laymans, and other conspirators organized and set up the National Association for the Advancement of the Colored People, known as the NAACP. The presidents, directors, and legal counsels of the NAACP were always white men, Jews appointed by Schiff. And this is the case to this very day. Then, in 1913, the Schiff Group organized the Anti-Defamation League of the B'nai B'rith, commonly known as the ABL.
Now, anti-thesis, now you gonna tell me, I just played their own tapes. They own tapes. I went from what they told you they did. They all said they came from the Russian Empire. They told you themselves who they are.
Hey, Bones. Can I jump in on this?
Yeah, jump in on that one, please. Somebody help me out.
Oh,
here.
Man. Oh, man.
How about that? What?
What we just heard was the major conspiracy because what they did, the Ashkenazis and Sephardics and whatever, they all got together because When you heard that list, and I'm just quickly running through. When you heard that list of Fox, Warner, Mayer, Schiff,
yes.
and then they put them. They established Hollywood, which were the Druids, and then they put other people in places. Then they established with the Lehman Brothers. We have Lehman Pipe here running all the water through Dade County and all that. Lehman Pipe. Then they went to New York where they got the high taxes. And they got that's the headquarters, B'nai B'rith. That's who run Mossad and Israel and Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer. Now here where it gets deep now. You just said it's synoptic overview in a few seconds. See how he put it in a few seconds. He made everybody understand clearly how this works. So obviously, by them able to pull this off, we're talking about pirate law. But see, we're leaving out this whole alignment they made with Ethiopia and remember, Ethiopia has never been touched, everybody. They like the Nation of Islam with the Ku Klux Klan. You know,
and that's where the Boule come in at. Remember when I said the Boule is the protector of the king?
Yeah. Think about that one, y'all.
How and it's a brother he gave the rundown of every fraternity and who they are assigned to protect. And I said, oh my God. There it is.
Give homage to Steve.
That's
just
Shaquille
that
O'Neal,
yeah.
Steve
yeah.
Harvey.
Yeah. They gave Dr. DeGree.
I mean, the list goes on.
The list just goes on.
Kamala Harris.
You got that Metro Golden Mayer. Y'all see that lion? Look under that lion.
Yeah.
I sent y'all the original.
The black face.
Yeah, then you got Metro Golden Mayer. Then they make the Little Rascals and Three Stooges.
Right.
And now we see part of the Little Rascals. We see Stymie going against Buckwheat.
This is
in Atlanta, Stymie going against Buckwheat.
You got to give him credit. Buckwheat, now see, that was really delusional because we can't not say, this is why I'm going to say this to y'all as best way I can. See, I was wrong. We seen Buckwheat and Delilah and Stymie. Within the earliest, now whether they was exploited or not, I don't know about exploitation at that time. But we cannot say we did not see black kids in the early movies. We'd be lying.
Yep.
We'd be lying.
That's right.
You'd be lying.
That's right.
I know we've seen them. Now, think about that one, y'all. Now, these people had enough sense to put these characters in precisionally. They were orphans. No, they all was orphans. And did the brother always tell y'all, orphans? Thank you, brother, for coming on here with that. I love that type of knowledge there because that's what it is. Orphans. You're orphans. Give us Annie. Jay-Z had to do Annie. Annie's an orphan. Little orphan Annie. Boy, they've been playing it
hard
so
not
long.
Life.
Yeah, we've been playing it so long. We've been playing so long, it sounds
brought
good
the
to us.
Orphans over here on the orphan train.
On
the
orphan
train. Look up the orphan
there you go.
Train, people out
there. You
there
you go.
Because there was all the white children that they have stolen from their parents through war, whether they're Irish or whatever, were brought over here on the orphan train. And they were put out there to do whatever they were told to do. They were programmed to do whatever they were told to do by the government.
Now, I'm going to embrace those kind of stories because it touches our emotions when you say orphans.
Oh, it's covered with emotions. Now, I like that what y'all saying. Hold on. I'm going to give everybody a chance out here because we got to be after the hours. I don't know who going to, if you can't get back on, listen to the podcast. I guess it'll go all the way to 1 o'clock because I cannot control what they jump. They take you right off. I'm trying to bring everybody in. So, but remember, I know y'all want to talk. Give me opportunity to get two more people on who've been holding for a long time because that tells me y'all who's up still holding. Some of y'all, if you're doing other things and you know it, hit the number one button. It would take your number off. It'll let me know you can't talk no more. It's pretty simple. Hit the one button, you come off. That way you don't want to talk, you just want to listen. That is confusing to us because some of y'all are just hitting buttons and raising hand, but then when we get to you, you might forgot what you was going to ask. So try to keep your thoughts on this because, again, people are believing everything and everything. And first thing you must ask yourself, everybody, can I be brainwashed? I already told y'all I was brainwashed. I confessed to it. I was brainwashed. And then anytime you give your energy, money, heart, and soul to something, best believe you brainwashed. Now, the question about it is, can you get out this contract that we all talk about? And then this was going to be what I call the harvest for the world. Because according to the Grim Reaper, which is you in the Grim Reaper right now, you know, it got a sift for the vegetation, sift for the best, get the weeds out. They told you was useless eaters. They told you this. They told us this. When I found out today, they can say we useless eaters. They put a granite stone in Georgia, but they didn't need it no more. You know why? Because the structure was already have transformed through that goddamn lens they got. That was a time clock. That was only for those that initiate knew. Those who have forgotten that happened, that's why I know you're going to perish. You're going to perish. How are you going to forget what they did? They had that in Georgia, of all places. Blown up. Ain't nobody caught. I told you I was there. Cameras everywhere. But, hey, y'all forgot. You got amnesia. Because you know why? I was frightened the shit out of y'all. I told you just trying to scare y'all asses. Because that's what Yahweh going to do to you. Think about you live in the CDC. You don't think they can easily jack y'all up. Easily. Ain't hard at all to do. Ain't hard at all to do. You might believe in your subconscious mind that you could defend against that. So be it. Who am I to tell you that? But I just know one thing. Strategically, your numbers that Valetti talk about are dim by odds. So you think it beat the odds? Hey, that's what's called gambling. Let's get it on, y'all. We're going to start gambling at 1 o'clock. Y'all gambling already. Gambling is illegal. Legal. So get ready. Take us in. By numbers, I do and tell you support that it is definitely gematria in this game here. No doubt about it. Y'all got something to say? Say it. I got a couple more things I want to do. 7472, I'm going to bring you back in. If you're making a lot of noise, I'm going to find out immediately. I'm going to cut you off. 4853, I'm bringing you in now. Go ahead.
Yeah, speaking of numbers, greetings, family, greetings. It's just like you're saying, Dry Bones. There's so many things that we want to say because we've been on hold for a minute. But I'd like to add to this. There's numbers and barcodes that's tied to each and every individual.
Yeah.
And just like that adage they used to say, we bet on both sides, so either way we win. They
right.
bet how long an individual is going to live. They bet when they're going to die. And they capitalize on it through insurance, just like 9/11. Right before that building went down, the owner of that building sold that building to his wife, and she tripled
yep.
the insurance policy. You know, I don't know if anybody's heard that
that
video on Jewish Shekels called Rabbi Abby Finkelstein, and he talked about all the things that the Ashkenazis.
We played it. We played it on the show. How McDonald's and what they were doing with the food and all that. I mean, this dude. Rabbi Finkelstein is outrageous and gets away with it for a lot of things he has said, which is almost sometimes makes me a little skeptical. But you know why I believe him? Because after he said the shit, I ain't making this up, y'all. I ain't making this up. Right after he said the shit, they made the movie where she was killing the people in the British spy movie. But she was making them hamburger meat. She would grind them up and make them eat it as a hamburger. I said, damn, that is crazy. And then the Impossible Burger came out. Man, I'm going to just tell y'all now. I ain't trying to make nobody spooky,
but how about the fact that they just popularized Jeffrey Dahmer's movie again? What was he doing?
Right, eating them. Now, hold on. I told y'all, here was the curse. See, I got both books. I got the Torah, too, right here. See, I want y'all to think I just buy it. I got a whole bunch of them right here in front of me. You know this thing I told you when the Democratic Party say eat the kids? Y'all thought I was making that up. I know y'all did. Y'all heard it from her. Here it is in the scripture. Yeah. Instead of helping a behaving mother, as Solomon, you know, child sacrificing was in Solomon's day. They were talking about chopping her up and all that. Ezekiel, Lamentations, Babylonian, eating the children. Lamentations, parents and eating children sometimes occurred during the siege on the destruction of Jerusalem. They claim they ate the children to live. What does that really mean, eat the children, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get y'all into this real deal. We're getting y'all, rabbinical period.
Hey, Dry Bones, I got two more things I want to say, please.
Go ahead, jump in.
Before that foolishness started in the Ukraine, Putin put out a decree to the Ashkenazis to come home. And 3 days after that foolishness started, caused by the cooperation of the U.S., the first people that went to talk to Putin didn't come talk to this government, was them same individuals to try and get him to let this thing play out so they can get all of those shekels that Sleepy Joe was going to ship to the Ukraine as far as, like they say, for help. But the reality is all them billions of dollars they sent over there, it all disappeared. And one more thing I wanted to say was
where we're going. That's how deep this is. They disappeared, y'all. Remember this now. Go ahead.
One of the first and second countries that the Ashkenazis got ran out of that a lot of people don't talk about was France. And the main reason why they were ran out of France was because they were eating and molesting children.
That's where all the stories come from. Santa Claus, Mickey Mouse, pedophilia. Now, this is part of what we're talking about. Now, I want you to know, in that documentary that I didn't play all the way through, Harvey Weinstein was celebrated at that time.
Yeah.
Of that
Krampus.
Documentary. Krampus. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so right now.
Can I say something?
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'll give everybody a chance to say something. Go ahead. 1 minute. You got it. Go ahead. I'm looking for
something. I want to say about that clip that you played.
Uh-huh.
The media clip.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. What we have to understand is that that's how they control our minds and our emotions through the media. And if we would, do a fact check on everything they say, not to believe them, then we would not be so easily brainwashed. Because even with the election that just happened, okay, now it's a fact that the Dominion voting machines come from, the equipment is made out of China. They're wireless, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, folks who do not realize that this red wave did not happen is because they used electronic machines. And the Republicans came in with them, and they're with them because of the fact that they can win their elections as well. That's where the two wings come in. But the media will not cover that. The media is going to tell you, oh, Trump-backed candidate did not win, okay? They did not win. And you have to ask yourself, okay, why is this happening? And it goes back to what you're saying about who's actually controlling what's going on with the religion. You know, the religion is very important to the United States and Christianity. So they are, the media
it has to be the media along with it, because destroy the basic principle of Christianity in this country, based on even though it's Anglo-Saxon or whatever the case may be, it's still a Christianity attack. Would that be?
It is.
Based off what war? What war would you think they'd be fighting? If you want to say alien, or if you want to say whatever, so is there a war faction that you just say that is beyond most
I
people.
I believe it's a war of humanity. It's a war of humanity.
Okay.
Because of the fact that when you stop believing that a man is a man and a woman is a woman, and you can kill babies at 9 months, and it's okay to switch a baby's sex at 10 years old to, you know, I mean, and it's okay for the parents not to understand what the kids is being taught in school, the government, and that for anybody who continues to vote for a party who represent all of that has to be brainwashed through the media and who controls the media. This
okay.
all, they're all united.
Well, you just heard
the five
it. You
different
know, no, you just heard it. The Fox, all them is what we're looking at. Two duality. I told y'all, and I stand by that. The Fox and them have different people who went to Kroshwar School of Young Globalists. And we look, there's quite a few of them in the media that has went to Kroshwar School of Young Globalists. I don't know if they've been brainwashed to be that way or they have either went just because they said, let's check it out. I'm not for sure. They have to be asked. But it's quite interesting that they're playing both sides just like they started. Did y'all hear? I want to make sure y'all heard this. Did you hear what they said they were? They said they were storytellers. That right there should have woke everybody up. In that clip that they played, which was not for me.
Politicians
not for
always got a story.
The Jewish community made this documentary I just played themselves. So jumping off on Kanye is just so stupid now. You know something must be happening.
Distraction.
Because
distraction.
It's got to be. I mean, because who will listen to this?
They said use everybody's story to tell their own. Well, look
right.
at Sonya Green, man. They've been showing Sonya Green all last month. And I looked at it again. And said on that book, between 2015 and 2020. 2015 and 2020. That's the year they started.
Oh, ain't that something? I'm glad. Thank you, man.
Yep.
I love y'all. Think about it. Now, Soylent Green, that's Charlton Heston, everybody. One of the great actors of sci-fi that definitely changed the formation of where they was going. Same one who said about gun control. But let's just ask yourself that. That movie was so deep. And you see how they, when you wanted to die, they could put you into a transformer room and you could have paradise before you die. I mean, how more simplified can we say this? It's like they told you. Now, is this God, y'all? Because, again, we ain't leaving this element out because y'all made a, not y'all personally, but those of you on the line listening beyond, they made a big hurrah about this Kanye and Kyrie Irving. It's the Nets. Now we got Jay-Z about to buy, supposedly going to be buying it with Jeff Bezos. Don't you see this thing is being brought in the same way they said they was going to do? They said they're going to have a black person. From the Little Rascals, they had to show the blacks when they made this story up of orphans, and it created what we have today.
Hey, Dry Bones, and didn't sign me, wasn't signed me the one with the best common sense. Remember
yes.
when, just like you said, they were sitting on the side of the road, and those rich people came and got them in that damn Rolls Royce?
That's
you
right.
children look hungry. You
stop,
children
stop.
Look hungry because they're saying, we hungry. They brought them in that mansion and opened up that door and they seen all that food. Them children attacked that food.
Attacked that
one
food.
One of those white
that
boys
was,
went
remember,
over there to the...
That was
going to
be some of the fun... Yes, I remember that one. They had on the... They was dressed up, too. And they put them... I'm going to tell y'all something. Those shows back in them days, Robert Blake and them and all them, Beretta, you could tell then they was using them now as we got older. You can see it. It's like now you say, wow, I see why they had such tragic lives and shit because... Man, to be groomed like that and to be into the ritual they had, I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm making this up. Y'all know y'all don't believe what I'll say sometimes about this porn industry. Now, it's in everybody.
Oh, man, you ain't going to talk about Hugh Hefner. Hugh Hefner is a god.
He's a god. Right. Now, he the cousin of the Bush family. He's the cousin of the Bush family. Now, he don't have every black celebrity that we have ever known, including Bill Cosby. Had to go to the Playboy Mansion. Now, think about this, everybody. We still worshiping the same type of people today still. Epstein and them still. You don't think somebody got the new reins of the organization now? You think it stopped because they went to jail?
All the ranches was the setup ranches.
Right.
No, but Dry Bones, you forgot one thing. You forgot one thing about Hugh Hefner. How old were the women that he was marrying and having sex with that was always around him? How old was some of the bunnies?
Dude, I know sometimes, you people say you meet people in life. I knew some older people here in Miami that was, they were nice people. This sister was a Playboy bunny back in the early day. She's the older person now. But she showed pictures. I said, man, they had clubs. They had them on the beach. They had the Playboy thing on the beach going on. You know, I wasn't here, but they showed me the history. I said, damn. Bro, I'm going to tell y'all something. Miami and all this, the porn industry and all that going on and everything, they was going to name, I'm going to show you how deep this goes. They was going to name the Miami Heat Stadium Pornhub. But guess who brought it? FTX. Now, I guess they got to change the name. FTX Crypto just went dead, y'all. That's a limp dick. Limp dick crypto. Let's get deep, y'all. We going to the Coptic now. Everybody, I'm telling y'all, they've been lying. They unchanged the money. It's all over. Ask them. The covenant, art of the covenant is money. Okay. Wait and see. The art of the covenant is money.
Money is the ruler.
Yeah. Y'all got this bullshit talking about. And guess what?
Shekels.
It said it was like chains. It said it was guarded and eaten. They show y'all. I went to the ancient aliens. They revere it in secret. It's just amazing. They got the church. All the Virgin Marys is black. You don't think they know that? And that's right. Why y'all been lying for so long here that this is not new. Francis Quest. Arthur Schoenberg. Now, Arthur Schoenberg was Jewish in Puerto Rico, in New York.
Hey, Sammy Davis Jr. told y'all how it is, man. He was right.
I forgot Sammy Davis Jr. And it was crazy. Y'all forgot Good Times. Good Times did a Hebrew thing. Good Times did a Hebrew thing with Black Jesus. Said, you know the original 12 tribes. I said, man. So we've been, now, I got to go further now. Now, Chicago, if y'all didn't look at that tape I sent you about the Boule, you see that everything y'all believe came from these mystical Ethiopians who settled over here from Pakistan, settled over here from Egypt, parts of Somalia and Nigeria. All of them had British ties. Now, I know y'all like to hear this stuff, but too bad. Facts matters. They made an alliance with Haile Selassie to bring in this tribe of Judah stuff, Frank Cherry, the Hebrew leader back in New York, all came from out of New York, and they moved to Chicago, the Morris Science Temple, all of them was brought in and taught by these so-called sages. They were called sages. They would come in. Pascal Rudolph Beverly brought them in. Y'all heard of Pascal Rudolph Beverly. He was a mystic for the Moorish, Abraham Lincoln. And see, this is where we're going to have a hard time until we come to grips with our play in this. Now, how is it? Nine presidents, you know they fucking, because that was the art. They was already giving the women out collateral. That was part of the whole stable of money. And rulership was you give certain virgins to us first. They want sex first. That's why it's number one in the world.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Dry Bones, one more thing I'd like to say to that.
Go ahead.
If those Arabs die for the cause of Allah, what do they get in heaven?
Virgins. 11. Come on. Now, who wouldn't go for that? All right, we got to get on course again. We're about to have it.
Yeah, that was as serious as what you would call it, not symbolism, but what is it, metaphor? That's all that was a metaphor.
A big
that
ass.
I'm telling you, the Bible is the book of the dead.
Don't talk about metaphor.
The book of the dead.
You sent the octopus pussy to me. Remember about the movie Nope? It was real. She found it. If anybody going to find it, it was going to be her. I'll tell you straight up. She found. What was that, sister? She found. I watched it. Look what came out of that.
That was a cow pussy.
That was a cow pussy. Now, if you would have seen the movie Note, we all made jokes
they
about
that.
They eat
it over there. They eat that.
They eat it. Now, that was the movie Note. Now, the cow, we're going to get Hindu because Kamala Harris may be the president. So y'all so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all so dumb. Y'all so dumb. Yeah, I can't believe how dumb. That's why I say you are the Hebrews, but you bet not, because they're going to get you.
But you know what? For some of the people who actually on this line and they still hear this term, Jewish, when we disrespect the Jews, black people still get upset as if they are really truly the Jews. And yet a lot of them know that black people are the original. You know, we all say it. And we know that there was no J in the language.
But
we all know this, so how do we still get so confused?
But are you happy to be... Hold on. Let's get to where we got to be with this. Okay, you just said the premise again. Okay, if we just said we the Hebrews, do you really want to stand up and proclaim your ignorance? Do you really want to do that?
No, because they don't want to be patriarchs.
I'm talking about all these Hebrews out here. All these Hebrews that's out there, undercover, in the cover, whatever it is you say you believe, because I know many of y'all, Yahshua, y'all talking about Jesus, Yahshua, and all that. Okay. Question again. How you going to proclaim something with such high esteem when you placed in this predicament for your fucked-ass attitude and bullshit ways? How does that make sense to you? Let somebody explain that to me. Give me a psychologist and a joint, because this don't make sense. How are you going to explain that?
It's not that patriarch system discipline, yes or no. If I'm going to be a pirate and rob you, I'm going to make sure I'm going to set it up for me. I'm not setting it up for you. I'm taking yours. They don't want to be patriots. They don't want to be no patriots. They don't want to be pirates.
Okay, I'm getting with y'all now. So they don't want to be pirates. Now, the thing about that is, and I'm glad y'all said this, because, again, I'm telling you, we playing a serious game here. Now, we just talked earlier, Brother D, I don't know if you're still with us. While y'all talking all this bullshit about the Hebrews and that, they in Egypt talking about killing you right now with the climate deal. The man told you he put you back in the Paris Agreement. Have y'all read the Paris Agreement at all?
Mm-mm, no. The media does not teach you that kind of stuff. They want to talk about Kanye West over the Paris Agreement.
Yeah.
That's a distraction.
Okay, so that means that the story... That's why I keep bringing this up, because this curse thing is starting to make me, you know, I'm going in and out like the Twilight Zone. One minute, y'all proclaiming, I'm just listening to y'all all this line, all through the time frame that I've been around. We this, we that, we voting wrong. Why wouldn't you vote wrong if you're under the curse of the divine God? Why would you? So is it meaning that you have not submitted to the curse, that you are cursed? Or are you still so high and mighty to believe that you can figure this out? I'm bringing that to you because of the question. So I'm not saying I'm going to get the answer. I'm going to let y'all get the answer because the divine mind wins. Now, if that's the case now, y'all better think about this now. Now, according to this curse, they already said they have permission from Yahweh to annihilate you. I hope you understand that. I hope that's what you're reading. To understand these definitions of words, because they are spells. They're binding. If you didn't know that. I don't know if you didn't know that, but if you don't, oh well. So the fact that everybody just think they could just escape because you could get high or smoke a joint or get high, whatever the hell you do, drink, or pray. Can you really do this if this divine decree is real?
Can I give an answer to that, family? Go right ahead. I'm having fun. I want to hear from all y'all. So maybe they don't hear the word patriarch, but that's what you described in the beginning. Okay, let me go on going then. So Are women really willing to sit down and read that Bible like a business? The answer is no. It ain't even them. Let me do it again. Are you reading it like a business? Or are you reading it like an animation? It's a business.
When I first read it, When I first read it, I didn't read it. I didn't read it. I listened to it on CDs from the beginning to the end, like three times.
Let me say this to you, sister. You always talking about real estate. The interpretation that they were giving to you, your voice don't even matter. It was a masculine thing as they came in and they took over with it. When they utilized it, and that's what he was trying to play, and everybody already tell the truth, they go to sleep when they hear it. They're talking about civics of rules and regulations. So those Protestants had a line of regulation. That's why they took those books into the offices, and now they're being challenged by Catholicism. Those were the protesters breaking away from this rule of paying usury laws.
That's a business. They broke away from.
Yes, I agree. Can I just respond?
You gonna respond? Hold on. Now make sure that you understand. He said the Protestant Martin Luther reformers, just so y'all get some clarity, wrote in his testes about the Jewish. I didn't make him write it. I'm not born yet. This man wrote about them about breaking away from usury, which is correct. They wanted to not be taxed. Now, go ahead. You and Nate, go ahead. Jump in.
Okay. I just want to say to the brother, initially, when I read the Bible, I did read it for information and knowledge and wanted to understand. But then once your third light opens and anything that you read, and I am a businesswoman, I then applied it to the common day world and associated, and that's what it is. That's what our world is, business. Politics is business. When you get in a relationship, it should be business.
Hold on, time out. The question was that many people said they read the Bible. I understand that. Reading the Bible is not even impressive to me. Did you understand what you read? That's what impressed me. I'm not debating anybody what you understood. I don't even
want to
If you're gonna read something, sir, make sure you understand the keys to this so-called. This book is written in almost 9 different ways, and you may only know one or two, but it's written in 9 different ways. Now, if you don't tell me you looked up all 9 different ways, now first of all, sex is a business. You getting married is a business.
The only reason why
you don't know it's a business because you equated it into that Bible story all the way. Because everybody.
Is that business made for her to run or made for him to run?
Yeah.
And she's going to be following him.
Yeah.
That's that patriarchy thing that people don't understand. So how is the sister going to understand? Can I please get this out? So they gave the sister civics. The woman don't know nothing about no civics. She don't even know the Bible story on how to use civics. I'm done.
So you saying
it was written for the future, man?
The
colonists used it. The colonists used the same people's
brother,
land.
Can I speak, yelling for about 10 minutes, man? Can I say?
I'm not yelling, Papa.
Can I say something, man? You've been talking for 10 minutes, but look here. I'm gonna say this and say this, man.
I'll do the stopping. I'll do the stopping. Who talks to you? Go.
Can I say the only thing out for me? It's going back to the law, man. Like I said, the law, land, air, and water.
But who controls land, air, and water? Give me a name. What you think controls those three things, please? Something.
All right,
give me
now,
something.
These folks that's running everything, the fake ones.
Thank you, brother.
Okay.
The fake ones.
Okay, yeah. Now, we got 30 minutes before we go out to the Africa. Now, I'm loving this.
Who's running the shipping?
No, right. My point is, none of y'all are saying nothing wrong. It's just the way y'all saying it is. Actually, facts. Everything. Who gonna deny what y'all saying? Just by y'all even talking the way you're talking, you're gonna bring shed light to that these laws are ran by certain entities. Obviously, now the entities. I'm trying to get to a point of where y'all claim it's over your spirituality, which is where I'm gonna take this to this next level. Because again, what game is ran more than spirituality? That's the number one, I think, hustle. Most people in America, without having to have hardly no real education, without having to have no real business skills, basically, it starts oratorily, and able to harmonize people into believing something. That's pretty much the easiest way, which would be your parents first, obviously. If people got patents that were violent prone and never taught anything about business, you can only realize why we're in this state of mind. So just take about your own people's. Don't worry about nobody else's people's. And see, that's how you know why we're in this state of mind. If that
that's
is the
right.
Case,
that's right.
If that is the case, then you know you've been lying for your about this story all along, because there's no evidence of anybody believing that they're going to be together, 12 tribes of people. You have not had anybody other than religious sects, which is maybe small groups, hybrid. Now, how these small groups got here is what we got to get to right now, because I know time is there. I want to make sure everybody leave here understanding. I told you they came to Jamaica. But here's what they did wrong. Jamaica, I'm so sorry what they did to you. This is what they did. Mm-hmm. And y'all tell me if I'm lying. All y'all Jamaicans, I got love for everybody because we people first. But as far as your descendancy, funny that they came to y'all. They came in 1930s. This is how crazy this is. They had these dudes come in and say they had visions of God telling them that they were the true descendants of the biblical Hebrews. You had Rabbi Matthews and so forth. These people from Matthews from Lagos, Nigeria, by the British Empire or the British St. Kitts. They set up shop in Brooklyn. They even infiltrated Marcus Garvey's thing. This is documented. So before we get deep, I'm about to let you know. They were called the Commandment Keepers of the Living God. The Commanding Keepers. This dude lived to 19, born in 1892. Wentworth Matthews died in 1973. Very instrumental. Very instrumental. They all claimed, and that's the crazy part. When they first started this, listen to this craziness, y'all, and y'all tell me if I'm making sense. They said linguistically that the British Hebrews made the whole thing up. I ain't making this up. They admitted it. That the Anglo-Islam pre-archaeology, pseudo-historical, pseudo-religious belief of the British people believing that they genetically, racially, linguistically, the descendants of the 10 tribes of Israel is not rooted with truth, but is essential of the 16th century of British Islamism. They admitted that they got together and made that up. But the sad part, they went and looked at Haile Selassie when he went to the Queen. And they made that agreement a long time ago with them Black Knights, y'all, of Christianity. The Black Knights, they Knights of Malta. They got Nelson Mandela. Nelson, and who's this? They got them in BRICS. They in BRICS. How the South Africans ain't a part of this, y'all? Are y'all losing it? BRICS.
And you're supposed to have died in jail.
Thank you. You think they're going to let a prisoner out and he going to take over everything, huh? Okay.
I ain't never seen that before.
Hey, and he divorced Winnie Mandela and married a Pinkfoot.
Here you go. Now, if that's supposed to be so bad, look what happens here. Now, y'all let this go, and I can't believe this, but they all went to, look what they said, they went to the Black Jews started forming in Harlem in the 1800s, based off convictions of that the African descendants were the ancient Hebrew Israelites, that Christianity was a religion imposed on them during the enslavement of America, but was traced to the present remains in the neighborhood. You know, how everything, they said these guys came in, got in with Marcus Garvey and them, infiltrated. Then they said they went.
Infiltrated.
Yeah, I'm saying they went in and to these groups, came out with his members. Because remember, after he went to jail, after they went in. Think about this now. They went to jail after they all joined. Now, you tell me, if I'm making this up, hell. I'm lying, I'm down. Now, that's strange right there. That should be investigated. Like, wow. They come in, all of a sudden, then they call themselves the African Blood Brotherhood. I mean, who names themselves that? And then you got to wonder what they did Jamaica.
CIA.
They wanted Jamaica to
they
be
spies.
I'm just not an indictment on Jamaica. No, I'm just telling you what they did. Y'all tell me what y'all think about this now. Because unfortunately,
and they started Pan-Africanism.
Right. They started Pan-Africanism. That's where it all came from. They wanted to do the Pan-Africanism. Hey, I'm just telling you, this is them talking. I'm looking at all the deaths, and man, this is crazy. But they went to white folks in Harlem, and then I said they went to Harlem, and then all of a sudden, guess who comes behind that? It goes to an Ethiopian church. Margaret Springer. She comes after these people come in, opened up the churches to them. Then she comes into Abyssinia Baptist Church in Harlem.
In Harlem.
I mean, come on, man. I mean,
eugenics is some bad. Eugenics is some bad motherfucking gang members.
Bro, they bad as hell. You got to get them crazy.
Hey, Dry Bones, what's the nickname for Harlem?
The Renaissance.
No, Hymetown. Hymetown.
That's Jesse Jackson. Yeah, Hymetown. Jesse Jackson told the truth on that one. And you see what happened to him. He had to bow down. So why are we feeling like we got to listen to people? Only reason why Farrakhan has not having to bow down because of the agreement made during the time when they made with the Ku Klux Klan, now a.k.a. Scientology. That's all.
Yep, Scientology.
But
all
right,
I know
but you
is
forgot
I've been
another
keeping
thing.
The commandments, man. And I've been getting all kind of blessings coming, man. Them 10, all I'm doing is living by them 10.
You're doing the right thing. You're
all right, that's
what
I'm doing.
That's
right.
You're doing what you need to do. We'll keep your mind sane. I'm not saying
yes, sir.
The overall spell of that Bible. I didn't say that they didn't exist. I asked you, what's your defense? If this is to be true, would a real Hebrew stand up? Let me see you stand up.
Teach, brother. That was good right there.
Yeah. Let me see you stand.
May
up.
May I say something? Can you hear me?
I hear you. I don't take nobody off. I just want y'all to be quiet. I ain't making noise. If you're making noise,
okay.
Come on out. Sister, join us. Join us, please. I want to hear from you now. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to say anytime anything is going wrong forever, rather mm-hmm. something or someone, and change is like a fear to them. They won't change it. Rather, it's our religion. Rather, it's our children, mainly our children, because one of the greatest sins of all is fear, and that's mm-hmm. what they always project in mm-hmm. us is fear. How could someone mm-hmm. tell you that we know hate us? Well, listen, if you don't do this, and it's written, if you don't do it because I said it, you're not going to live long.
Right.
That's a fear tactic. And
right.
They speak of God. No God before thy God. They put those two snakes on the pole. One was going one way and the other snake was going the other way. And that told us we have the power to heal ourselves, which is a fact. Even mm-hmm. as far as the word God, they took God out of the people that were really, really God.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible, there was two creations. We only hear of the one. The mm-hmm. first creation was before the seventh day. The second one was after the seventh day. That first creation were people with souls. Then mm-hmm. Adam and Eve came, when Cain slew mm-hmm. Abel. So what happens is we're never going to get anywhere until we really know who we are. We are the only true and living gods. It's us. And they've taken it away from us. Now they're up on the moon building. They talk about the new world order.
Ooh.
That's what that is.
Ooh. Now, I'm glad you said that. Now, why the moon? Now, hold on now. I only go where y'all take me. Now, y'all been sending some serious posts. The moon.
I know the answer.
Yeah. The moon's a very strange character for the Earth. It has a lot of characteristics. It has feminine characteristics, they say, as well. Is these moons symbolizing something for us in your estimation? If they wanted to go there,
of course.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I want to add one thing to the equation that demonstrates the prominence of night. Even though the light, the light that emanates at night is the moon. But where I want to go to is the Coral Castle in Florida.
Oh, beautiful place. Been there. Yes, beautiful. Unbelievable.
Homeboy did all of that work at night. They showed him working during the day, but the erection, the cutting of the stones was done at night.
And I took pictures. Y'all know I was there. That is it's a star system castle. He has all the emblems up. He has Saturn up. He has Jupiter up. I mean, that thing is so unbelievable, and it's right near the hood. Now, I don't know if it's going to be the hood much longer with all this development, but it's right on US-1 in Princeton. Now, I got to take this before we cut time. Now, y'all know time is still there. I want the Hebrew Israelites to hear something, all y'all out there. I went to where y'all all say it's at, Israel, got y'all the clip that explains something that's not talked even. It's happening right now. Ben-Ami Carter and them is there. He's dead, of course, but they are still there from the 60s. Chicago, actually very much instrumental of this movement being brought into the areas. Oklahoma as well. So just letting you know, these springboards, not just New York, they're in different sectors. Of course, the great one, MIA, Miami, big one here. It's not by accident. I don't know how to explain it, but this is what's going on in the land where the Ethiopian Jews, the one who claimed they was the ones first, the Sephardics over there, look what's going on there, and nobody's talking about it. Makes me wonder, what is next for the Hebrews?
Joseph, Rosa, Chayav Leon Defni. Joseph, Rosa, Chayav Leon Defni. Joseph, Alim, Tori de Tavani.
Lama.
Solomon Tekka, a 19-year-old Ethiopian Israeli, was shot and killed by a police officer last summer. In March, his family and supporters showed up at the officer's trial. The officer said the shooting was an accident after he fired at the ground. He faces a maximum of 3 years in prison. Tekka's death wasn't the first to rally the Ethiopian Israeli community. Over the past 5 years, six young Ethiopian men have been killed by cops, according to a local advocacy group, leading to huge protests across the country. None of the officers were prosecuted until now. This might sound a lot like the Black Lives Matter movement in America, but for Ethiopian Israelis, their struggle for acceptance is complicated by both race and religion. They're facing injustice in the world's only Jewish state, even though they're also Jewish. Young Ethiopian Israelis like the rapper Teddy Neguse have been at the forefront demanding change. He's best known for the song Handcuffed, which became something of an anthem for the protest movement. What are some of the lyrics that you think or speak the strongest to people that resonate with them the most?
אני זה בעיה, אני זה המיעוט, אני זה הסיכון, זה הצבע הלבוש.
אני תעלומה, אז תביאו את הבילוש. אני זה העילה, לא צריך את הצף חיפוש. תצלם בפלאפון, תעלה לפייסבוק.
The music video was based on a real-life act of police brutality. In 2015, two police officers were involved in the beating of an Ethiopian Israeli soldier. Neither officer was charged.
The visuals are pretty strong.
Yeah, I knew that I need like to bring it to the... into the Israeli audience, for them to understand what I'm speaking about. It's me making myself as all the issues of racism and police brutality, like reflected on me.
Ethiopian Jews started coming to Israel in large numbers in the mid-1980s as part of a government push to help Jews from around the world resettle in Israel. More than 20,000 of them were airlifted out of persecution and political instability into a promise of citizenship and belonging. Teddy's family was among them.
So basically, what my mom doing now, she's making buna.
Buna.
Yeah, it's coffee. It's like a tradition when all the family sit around the table.
Like, I can help her?
Yeah, you can help her. You need like
what
to
I
move
to
them. You need to move them like she's doing.
The whole time?
We need it crispy but not burnt.
Now, I ain't going to play the whole thing, but I just want y'all to know.
Tribe, I would love to respond to that video. Please.
Go ahead, respond.
This is right here is the typical media emotional brainwashed bullshit. First of all, people, they are trying to make you believe that the Hebrews came from Israel. Why the hell they have the title called Ethiopian Israelites? If that's not another form of brainwashing, accepting the fact that those fake-ass Russians, that's over there. There is the Jews are from Russia. Okay, that's just a fact. All right? So how they're trying to move is the same story that they moved to the Black Lives Matter here in Atlanta, I mean in the United States, to move black people to believe in that the Democrats are just the great savior of the all hopes for the races, and they're not, and they're the KKK party, right? And now they're going to take this shit because they want this global shit now. They want this global shit. So now, but they're taking it over now over to Ethiopia to brainwash those dumbass citizens to believe something
let's
that's
go
not
there.
Real.
So Ethiopia, let's take now Ethiopia is over there now. Now, we just said earlier, they the ones that promoted Christianity. We just said earlier they was with Saudi Arabia. We just said earlier now let's just pick up a notch. They over the World Health Organization, Tedros. So,
with no medical degree.
All I can say is that what kind of people are they? I'm saying they in everything. How do we take this? They in every. I started to show out with them. I'm ending the show with them. How can you explain to me, anybody out there without a just elegantly and precise, how do a
slow down, dry bone, slow down.
Yes. How does a group, I'm trying to see, how does a group able to be in the beginning of the Bible, first landmass name, if you look at Genesis, exempt from any war, nothing ever touches it. I'm not glorifying, but are they in this thing? They started the whole story. I'm trying to figure out, are they the good? Now, let's be honest now. I've seen some pirate movies in Africa on purpose. You know they were some hell of a pirates. They're the most fierce pirate. Somali pirates are still fierce today, everybody. Do y'all know that? They made a movie out of them.
Didn't Obama send some troops down there trying to slow them boys?
Chichi
boy so Obama.
Right, so here we go again with another false narrative. Because wouldn't it make sense, everybody, to take the original indigenous people and bring them over there first?
Mm-hmm.
See, because it's easy to brainwash the masses once they see that their people came back looking better than them. That's called entertainment.
And then they want to take the Jews. They want to make Jews stretch over Ethiopia too. Because they don't want you now. If you say anything about the Jews, boy, you get your bank account shut down, you'll be in trouble. So now they want to go in Ethiopia and plant that same false narrative to the Ethiopian masses to believe
that
Jews are really special.
Can I add one thing to it right quick, Dry Bones?
Y'all go right ahead.
All right. When they was getting ready to so-called crucify that individual named Jesus, when he was being a burden of carrying his cross, who was the only one that helped him?
Oh, Simon. The Ethiopian. Yeah.
There we go again. Now, part two of
that
is this.
That's an allegory for that they are part of. Okay, go ahead. God damn. Oh, this is too much. Go ahead.
Breathe, dry bones. Breathe, brother. Breathe. Woosah.
Yeah. Ooh,
okay. Lying. One of the famous movies about Europe and about All for One. I'm not going to the Three Musketeers, but everything on the planet that they built is square. The greatest knights and the mystical thing of the Lady in the Lake is called the Knights of the Round Table, just like what you was emphasizing before. The darkness and the light of the moon, the circle of the round table symbolizes the moon. Everybody's sword is on there. They couldn't defeat their enemy without Excalibur. I haven't delved into the name Excalibur, but he got that sword from a Lady in the Lake.
Excalibur.
All of that was in Ethiopia. If you look up Lake Victoria, it's in Ethiopia. Back to Ethiopia again, even though they want you to think it's Europe.
And also the whole thing, I put the two characters up there. I tell my man, got nobody. Those two characters we got there, we got the books. Give y'all a chance to send it to me, drybone7@hotmail.com. If you come with the answer for who those two men is, you'll get the electronic books before we go out of here for Brother Charles. Let me just say this, too, also, before we go. There's a lot of information out there y'all need to go into. Some of these beautiful programs out there saying the same thing. Hey, hit them up. Make sure y'all understand that it takes a lot of minds to change things. And I mean, is that just that by physical, but the mind itself could do it. Also, let me be clear that many of you out there, just pay attention to your surroundings. The politic game is real. They about to eat you up. Meaning, if y'all ain't watching crypto and watching what they doing, you see, Brady is almost, he ain't gonna be broke for long, but he lost a lot. They did a Bernie Madoff on all of them. And again, the dude who did it, Kazar. The dude who did it for now, it's connected to the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat movie with Hyman Roth and them, that's a very deep movie with that Godfather stuff, the Vatican. I don't think we take it for granted. Of course, they leave the black part out. We understand, but they know they couldn't get through those pearly gates. That's called the pearly gates without going through the permission of the Moroccan Moors, which was the Sudanese army. The real Sudanese army is called the Black Guard. That's why you're seeing all these African movies of them fighting and giving the matriarch the power like it was, because even in these movies, including Shaka Zulu, his mother was the war council, Mambi. So we have been duped, and now we sit at the stoop waiting. We've been waiting for a little Miss Porsche, little bit Muffin.
Can I ask your question?
Hey, Jabon, how about Constantine's mother?
Yeah, Constantine's mother. Go ahead. I heard both of y'all.
Can I ask you this question?
Go right here. Real quick,
Jabon, just to you. Is the changing of the guard in our favor over here? Your thoughts?
Yes. I think the changing of guard is in our favor.
I agree.
I think
the changing of guard is in our favor. The problem is, in our war, you're going to have severe casualties. But as I spoke to you earlier about this, you do not have, many of you, just those of you do, the amount of people that's in the military that look like us is phenomenal where they are located. I don't know if they did it on purpose. I don't know if it's, but I'm seeing a bunch of young people are the new order. Now, I'm going to tell you why I'm saying this. I like watching sports. I ain't going to lie about none of that. They played Space Force yesterday at the college game for the University of South Florida for the veterans. I said, damn, they got an anthem. Now, I met some Space Force people when I was in California. And I'm telling you, it's something strange about this. I said, wait a minute, hold on, total time. This ain't making sense. They playing Space Force, Warp Speed, all this stuff. Y'all better think for a minute about this. Now, they already got the military in power. They already in power. Military in power right now, y'all. We are under military law right now. They already did it. We in a state of emergency. It's already done. Reason why he over there? Because we bankrupt. They are going to flood the gates of hell, which is the four gates. They're going to come north, east, south, and west into America. They are going to do some things I can't even imagine to tell you, but it's going to happen. They shut off a county. They already practiced it. They shut the county off in Arizona of all electricity for 8 hours.
8 hours. Yeah, I saw that on the news. Yep.
8 hours.
Did
you
know
what?
And the senator lost. And the senator lost.
Go ahead, sister. Go ahead, sister.
Okay, if I could say something again. When you were speaking a minute ago, you said they needed their permission. And you were speaking of the black person's permission.
Yes.
Everything these people do, they have to have our permission one way or another. Even the movie Hidden Figures, it was true. They tried their best to get to that moon, but they had to have that black woman's permission to even get them there.
That's right.
And just think, when all of this stuff happened between Africa, China, and even the Spanish people, I don't know if anyone's paying that attention, the African language is being changed to Spanish. Obama had to be the president because he's African, right, Park?
Yep,
he
yep,
had
yep.
to give them permission yep. to go over there and do all of that stuff.
Right,
they
check that out.
They can't do anything
check
without our permission. They can't.
Check that out. And he went over there and talked, he was in Africa when he did universal income. When he first mentioned universal income, he was in Africa. Sure was.
Hey, sister, what do you mean about the moon? What is your feelings about the moon when you said they had to go to the building to the moon? You said something that earlier. Can you expand on that? Yeah, you said something about the moon.
The moon controls everything.
She's about Hidden Figures, the movie Hidden Figures. She said that movie Hidden Figures, where
the
girl had...
But she also has the information on the symbology of the moon.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I was going to say the moon controls everything. The baby, when a woman is carrying her seed, that embryo was in water for 9 months. Most women, when they have the baby, what happens? The water has to break. And a lot of times if she goes into labor, it's a full moon. After you have the child, if you watch the children when they're at their worst behavior, it's a full moon. The moon controls everything. What is our body? 70% to 80% water. I think a baby is more water than we are. The moon controls mm-hmm. everything. And mm-hmm. so just about everything, and that's like even now with them up there, you know, they're actually living on the moon now. They got that big rocket ship up there, which they were trying to get up, I think, since July. But that's what they were even...
You're fading out, sis. You're fading out. We can't mm-hmm. hear you. You're fading out.
Okay, am I better now?
Yes, right there.
Okay, I moved the phone, I did. But what they did is all of the forces, everything they build with just about came from Africa, uranium or whatever you want to call it. And now the reason we're having the problem with the water... is because, just imagine, they have to have water up there, and they're transferring the water from here to there. I don't know if anybody's noticing it. If you noticed before, I didn't have certain places I may have lived throughout the country. Some places had chlorine, bleach, or whatever you want to say in the water. Some didn't. Now, most places are having chlorine or bleach in the water. When you flush your toilet, sometimes you can't even hardly flush it because they're taking all of our resources that we live off here, and they're taking it to the, I know it sounds off, it's going to the moon, and mostly everything came up out of Africa, the motherland. And so right now what they're doing it, I know right now they could angle or point and just about shoot any building down they want, but could you imagine how they can do that from the moon now? The moon controls everything. You know the times we have some of the worst storms, what is it involving? The water, the moon. The moon controls, if it controls 70 to 80% of our bodies, the moon is controlling everything, and they know that.
So you definitely see the moon as being the woman, the female star, compared to the sun?
Father, sun, mother, moon.
The black moon, mother earth, mother nature, mother moon.
Mm-hmm.
Lilith, everything. Mainly, it's even what you say. Water breaks most of the time. It's a full moon. And I know no one wants to hear it, but like I'm saying, the only way we're coming up out of what we're in is when we really start taking our life. Everything that was created has been created from us, and they dissolved it and built that to make it look like it came from them. But until we start really realizing who we are, men are no better than women, and women are no better than men. You know why? Because the strength the men have, we need it. The strength we have, they need it. And we have got to learn how to put all of this
together. That's right.
You know, but that's what we don't do. And if we have to know who we are. I mean, it took me so many. I've been in the churches. I've been there, and I've been there. And one, I don't know if any of you are familiar with Grand Goddess Gia. One day I was on a conference, and I said something, and I had just came up out the church, left the church, because I started searching with everything within me. And so she says to me one day, She said, you are God. So I'm sitting down. I'm on spell when she said it. She had to ask her, I said, what did you say? She said, you are God.
You're fading again. You're fading.
Oh, okay. I'm back. Am I back, I should say. And so I'm never going to doubt anything. So I got off the phone. I called my oldest son. I said, light. I said, who is God to you? Because he had been to prison. And the 85% is a 5% or so. And he wasn't one of them. He used to say, but Monty, see a whole lot of things is true. So I asked him, I said, who is God to you? He said, Ma, if I'm not God, the only other God I know of is you. So when he said that, I just started researching everything there is. I was so broken, everything else. To say money. But when we start realizing who we are, things that we should have automatically, it's ours and it comes to us. And that's why I'll tell anybody, you know, we have to know who we are. And I know it sounds so hard for a lot of people, because remember, the first thing that hurts us is the truth. When someone says something to us, oh, come on, come on, then we start researching it. We find out, okay, that's true. So when someone says to us, you are God, these people up on the moon now trying to act as though they're God, they figure they get up, they think they're in heaven, I guess. But when we really stand, when we take our stand, there's nothing they can really, I know it sounds crazy, but there's nothing they can really do. They'll try to bribe you. Even say, like, what they did is they wanted me to take that daggone COVID. They wanted me to take it so bad they offered me $2,000. I tore the daggone, I didn't change it the first. I copied it. And I tore the letter up. And all I say to myself all the time is I have to watch my back. And the fight I'm fighting, there's not many people fight it with me, because guess what? If you tell me something that's not true, like you were saying, that hello, is anyone here?
We're here.
Oh, everybody's gone. Oh, okay. Well, I think like earlier that recording was talking about, I'm your God, and if you do this and you do that. When anyone comes with us telling us they're better than us in any way, I'm not better than my child, and my child is not better than me. And no one else on the face of the earth is better than me, as I'm not better than him. So whenever anyone comes with us with anything, we have to stand. And sometimes you stand alone, but remember, I might be standing alone, but I know I'm surrounded by my ancestors, you know? So I don't really stand alone, maybe visually, but that's what we got to do. And it might sound hard, it might sound ridiculous, it might sound crazy. Start acting like you. I'm not saying anyone else is God. Just like that thing when something bad happens. Something good happens. Oh, it was God. So we're responsible for our good and our bad. So if we're responsible for it all, who are we? We are our own God. We're the God of our children, of course, until they get
to age. Microphone,
okay.
Microphone.
Mm-hmm. Even with a man and woman, if we could just accept our places as a God, okay, a God, you know, a God. My brain is one way and your brain is another. And we have to learn how to accept that. Not, we can't put one another down. Whatever we do, remember, we have to build. We have to be builders. Just like we built that Tower of Babel back in the day before they sent everybody out of Africa to Haiti, Jamaica, to the four parts of the earth. We have to start building like that again. Just imagine building that tower, literally, or even just imagining it. It's something that's building. I'm handing you a brick, you handing me a brick, and we're traveling, we're moving. And that's what we have got to do. We can't just like, say, gold. I think people keep talking about crypto, right? I think I heard that crypto was $1, and it dropped down to 15 cents or something. We're not a part of crypto. We are gold. That's why our colors are bronze. You see the bronze flesh out of our skin. You see the gold flesh out of our skin. So you know what I've been doing? I've been trying to get someone to help me forever, so I couldn't. I started my own little credit union. I lend money out, and I got to go back. And I backed my gold. And that's what I had to do to get something started, you know? And so all I'm saying is, and we could practically do it, like it's, I think most mothers tell their children that, probably fathers too. You can do whatever you want to do, and it's a fact. We just have to keep our mindset, and we are God.
Mm-hmm.
We are all our own. I
yeah.
might not be your God, and you might not be my God, but I'm my God, and you are your God. And God can do whatever. I'm not saying anytime we want to hurt someone or whatever, that's when we have to watch our back. Just like they say that God is, God's not hurtful, he's not taking or anything else. If anything, when you are God, you give. But guess what? You don't do it like the Bible says. Hey, listen, if you slap my face, I'm punching you. I'm going to try my best to knock you out. So it's the same thing when someone is trying to hurt you. You try to stay away, but if you can't, they must go. They must go. No gods before thy God. The Bible says it. I think it's one of the commandments. I used to know all of it. Has that, but I don't anymore. But I'm just going to shut up now. Thank you so much. If you're still there,
yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Anybody else? Who else is on still on the line? Is there anyone else?
Ed's here. Yeah.
Dagon gone.
Yeah, I think he's gone, but I'm mm-hmm. sure there's Celine? A few of us here.
Celine.
Okay, yes, I'm still. I'm still here.
Okay.
You know, everything came. I'm gonna just drop my jewel a little bit, and it just rehashes on everything that we always all said. And when we alluded it back to the round table, and like I said about those nine nights and those nine families and everything, it all comes full circle. Those nine families each. We're responsible for everything that we deal with, from pedophilia to gambling. But who is the emperor? Who's the are the nine families the black nobility? Who is the emperor? And that's the main question when we ask, when we follow the money trail and the coins and how do you say the Oz, the wizard behind the cloak. Anyway, I think mm-hmm. y'all have
the
a good
veil.
Sunday, man. Yeah, the veil.
All right,
my brother.
Yes,
okay, well, I think it was a great show, and appreciate all the feedback, and everybody have a great Sunday. I'm going to check out as well.
At the highest exaltation of you.